heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Reading and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
Quick and Clean All Cloth Car Wash at 1210 Market Street in downtown Reading is part of Operation Holiday Salute and wants to take a moment to thank our veterans for their service. Quick and Clean Car Wash has the perfect stocking stuffer, car wash coupons, or choose from four different car wash packages. Buy five car wash packages and get one free, or buy 10 and get three free. Quick and Clean All Cloth Car Wash at 1210 Market Street, downtown Reading.
Republic Factory.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for us to get into what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio from the point of view of the DJV showers. The showers include me, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan is off this week, but Rich McFadden is here from Radio America, so we'll get his slant, his take on a lot of these issues that have been researched, as usual, every week of the year, 52 weeks a year. We go through the stories and the people, so the list is complete. As far as, well, I'm sure there are other things that sometimes wind their way into the conversation as we look at it from the perspective of people who do talk radio every day of the week, talking about lots of different things. But this is for the news talk stations, and there are usual, there's the usual disagreement on what makes the stories ring with most of us. People list as well. You can find them at Talkers Magazine. Number 10 on the week. This week is Andrew Yang entering the race for mayor of New York City. He was running for president, wasn't he?
He was the one that wanted the guaranteed income. Remember, he talked about the $1,000 guaranteed income thing that you'd get. He got actually more popular.
All we need is another socialist, huh?
Well, yeah, I know, that's true. But he got more popular than I think most people thought that he would. He kind of entered with not a lot of name recognition. So
yeah.
I think he's going to use that, propel it. And certainly, I can't say that de Blasio is winning many friends in New York. So someone who might be able to come out on a national stage, speak out against him, might have a chance.
All right, so you're ready for my politically incorrect take on this? Richie's going to love this.
Okay.
So Andrew Yang, I'm going to guess with that name, is of Chinese descent, yes?
I don't know what his background is. He's Asian, yes. He's Asian-American.
Yeah. Okay. So how does that fly, given the focus on China, the COVID, the Chinese are spying on America? I can see something. And I'm not saying that this is true or even, but I can hear because of social media somebody suggesting the fact that if he is of Chinese background, can he be trusted because we can't just trust the Chinese? Don't expect that not to come up. Because it will.
I do. I actually don't expect that to come up. He's very much a business owner. He runs businesses. He's very Americanized. I think people are really, and they should be worried about the people that they can't see publicly. The people who have interwoven themselves into offices
business.
Like we saw Fang Fang get her way into Eric Swalwell's bedroom and his office, allegedly, and put interns on his staff. I mean, that's the kind of stuff, the people that we aren't seeing, I think, is probably where more of our concern should be.
Well, you've got the Russians that are doing all the hacking. You have the Chinese spying on Americans using the Caribbean phone companies. Man, I would think that there'd be a lot of people paying close attention. One would only hope paying close attention to that. Meanwhile, Tom Cruise and his meltdown have attracted. Anybody see the video or hear the audio of that?
Huh? And you know what? I have to say I agreed with everything he said.
Yes. Yeah.
I didn't agree necessarily with the tone, but what he said was absolutely right on. If you missed it, Tom Cruise sort of melts down on the set of Mission Impossible, like, 84, you know.
Phil, see if you can find that audio, will you? I'd like to hear
it. You're going to have to bleep it because it's very much.
You got to find a bleep version of it.
Yeah.
I got it.
So, play, if you got the bleep version of it, Phil, just play it. Oh, you're going to find it. Okay, all right. So anyway, the Tom Cruise story, and the follow-up was something that this was a nee-nee-nee-nee-nee kind of thing. Well, some people, the headline was, Crew Leaves Set of Movie. And when you read into that, it's the usual three people left because they were offended by his tone. Well, you know what? It's his movie. He's the guy who's going to make it or break it. And if he's not comfortable,
people are always a toxic work environment. Well, you know what? You're lucky to have a job right now. And that's what, Tom Cruise was saying, if we don't follow the restrictions, we're going to get shut down. And it's not just my job and your job, but it's thousands of people's jobs that we're actually providing right now with this movie.
Yep. Yeah. So.
Well, the thousands of people reference is that other movie studios are watching the production of this one to see whether they can start up.
Yeah.
And so that's why he was saying this is so important. And, yeah, he went off the rails for sure. But at the same time, you know, he had a point. He's like, listen, we've got other movie studios watching us, and if this goes well, they can start production again. So this is not just us.
All right, so here's the audio.
We are the gold standard. You're back there in Hollywood making movies right now because of us, because they believe in us and what we're doing. I'm on the phone with every studio at night. Insurance company, producer, and they're looking at us and using us to make their movies. We are creating thousands of jobs, you I don't ever want to see it again. Ever. And if you don't do it, you're fired. And if I see you do it again, you're gone. And anyone on this crew does it. That's it. And you too. And you too. And you. So if you ever do it again.
That's pretty much to the point.
So I have two questions.
Yes,
one,
he's got a mask on. You can read it here.
Did he stand on a box when he gave this speech?
He's a little short. Yes, we understand that.
And number two, who recorded it and released it, and do they still have a job today?
I'm guessing the answer to that is no, or nobody's going to stand up and say, oh, I did that.
That was me.
Yeah,
that was you. Number nine, the storm that seemed to take over a lot of the focus here in the Northeast where I am. Anyway, the predictions were down where you were, Richie, in Washington. The Washington area is going to be bad, but it wasn't. And so we did Pennsylvania and New York and New England got pretty well walloped. But you know what? The thing that is so annoying about this is the news media referring to it as Stormageddon. It was 14 inches of snow, for God's sakes, and it's a week away from Monday is the first day of winter officially. I mean, come on.
But didn't they say that New York got more snow over the weekend, like over this week, than they did in the entire year of 2019?
Yeah. But that says nothing. Go back to 2015. Richie, I bet you can remember. I think you were still. Were you still running the board in 2015? Or was that, I don't remember.
No. Terrible. Right.
In 2015, February of 2015, we had at my farm in Framingham, Massachusetts, we had 11 feet even of snow that had fallen between December, January, and February, and we had 30-foot drifts. That was a snowstorm. Well, those were snowstorms. That was Snowmageddon. 14 inches of snow is a snowstorm. That's it. End of story. Stop falling for all of this stupid stuff from the news media and the guys are, a storm is coming. We'll tell you how to deal with it at 11. Okay, that's the only thing that's good for is their ratings. And you're dumb enough to fall for, I better keep the TV on so I can watch what's going to happen to the storm. Like you can do something about it. Oh, sorry. No sale there. 14 after the hour, you are listening to the Talk Radio Review with Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, and Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
What are you doing to keep your nose clean? After all, the nose is your body's air filter, the first line of defense against airborne diseases. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the powered suction nose cleaner. Navage cleans your nose by flushing out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs, including dangerous infectious germs. So with all the horrible stuff in the air, now's the perfect time to join more than a million Americans who use Navage. It has over 30,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Why? Because Navage is easy to use. It's inexpensive, all-natural, drug-free, and safe. And most important, it works. Think about it. You wash your hands every day. Maybe it's time to clean your nose, too. Breathe better, sleep deeper, feel and be healthier. Online at Navage.com and at Target, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life. What are you doing to keep your nose clean? After all, the nose is your body's air filter, the first line of defense against airborne diseases. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the powered suction nose cleaner. Navage cleans your nose by flushing out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs, including dangerous infectious germs. So with all the horrible stuff in the air, now's the perfect time to join more than a million Americans who use Navage. It has over 30,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Why? Because Navage is easy to use. It's inexpensive, all-natural, drug-free, and safe, and most important, it works. Think about it. You wash your hands every day. Maybe it's time to clean your nose, too. Breathe better, sleep deeper, feel and be healthier. Online at Navage.com and at Target, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
All right, we're working on number 8 now on the Talk Radio Review, a weekly overview, if you will, of the top stories according to Talkers Magazine for this past week, week before Christmas. And number 8 is a focus once again on what's going to be reformed. There seems to be more. Didn't Obama say something this week about the difference between defunding and reforming? And I see that
they all
someplace.
Have, because they all know that the messaging is completely unpopular to say to defend the police.
Stupid.
Now, that doesn't mean that they don't want to do that, because that's exactly what they want to do. But Obama and Biden are smart enough and more seasoned politicians to say, maybe we shouldn't call it that.
Yeah,
so
right.
They've been caught on, I think Obama publicly said it, that the name was wrong, but Biden was actually caught on just on a secret recording, basically saying, we got to stop with this. We're going to lose elections if we keep going with this message. Yeah. So,
did you hear about the Seattle City Council person who wants to defund the police, had to call 911 on a crime that she wants to make legal? So, like, somebody threw a rock through her thing, and she said in the past, you know, these people are poor, they're on drugs, they might have mental issues, we shouldn't be throwing them in jail. So somebody throws a rock through her thing, a mentally ill guy, and she wants to call the police on him.
That's the thing. It'd be laughable if it weren't so, if people didn't have to live with this. We've got a new district attorney in Los Angeles who is just... but you can do anything. You can resist arrest. It's not illegal anymore in L.A. Mm. I mean, it's so
L.A.
crazy.
Has become a wasteland of nonsense as far as I'm concerned.
I am so curious to see what L.A. and New York looks like in 10 years. It's scary.
Not at this I'm not even going there much this soon. And my son, whom you know, Richie, well, He sent me a note last night. He said this is the epicenter of craziness with the COVID thing and the stuff being shut down. There's no leadership, and the government there in the state is out of control. Jennifer, you being who you are, I don't understand. I mean, you got to stay there because that's where your business is. But was it about 10,000 people a week are leaving California to go
The largest, this year broke records for the amount of people leaving the state. And here's what's left. The very rich who can afford to be here and live comfortable lives, and the very poor. Middle class is being driven out of the state. And the middle class is what's going to make the state move. So I don't.
Is your daughter leaving or staying? That's a curious one for me.
Well, they have to stay because they're both profs at UCLA. They like it? No, they don't. They don't like anything about the school being closed. They want the schools open, you know, stuff like that. And they just, there's no response from anybody in government there. 21 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Home Helpers of Reading is now hiring. They are a home care agency who provide non-medical home care services for seniors in our community and are looking to add to their award-winning team of caregivers. If you're interested in flexible hours with opportunities for full or part-time work, we invite you to apply to join the Home Helpers team. Apply today online at readinghomehelpers.com or drop off your resume at 2620 Larkspur Lane. Reading Home Helpers, serving our community for 16 years, and we look forward to meeting you.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge.
We at PJI are in trial representing a graduate student in Florida who was dismissed for using religious speech at her internship counseling clinic. This Christian student received cursing and mocking for her religious views. Visit PJI.org.
We rely on your generous support to continue to provide justice for all. Learn more at PJI.org.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Moving back into our focus, the top stories of the week, the top people, the people list. Actually, I'll go through that very quickly with Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn from the DJV show. We have our perspective on it. It becomes an ancillary accompaniment to the actual countdown with Michael Harrison every week. Tom Cruise on the people list at number 10. Andrew Yang, number 9. Pukin Putin, Bad Vlad at number 8. Pete Buttigieg. Number 7. The people running in the runoff in Georgia, number 6. Kamala Harris, 5. The old fossils, Pelosi and McConnell, are tied at 4. Fauci is 3. Biden is 2, and Trump is 1. All right. Tony Fauci, did you know, Richie, he was 80 years old? I had no idea he was 80 years old. God love him.
That doesn't shock me.
Yeah, it's what he takes. Well, obviously, he's into medicine and health and stuff, so he takes good care of himself. Still got a really sharp mind. So good. Good for him. Meanwhile, and Mrs. Dr. Birx, what did she say this week? She had somebody asked her in an interview what her relationship with Trump was like. And she said, in public, where I'm very respectful, and in private, there's kind of a blank left there. Well, what do we do? Assume for that they argued about stuff, probably. And
you know what? The bottom line is she didn't leave. She's still there. She's still doing the job.
Yeah.
So she doesn't disagree with him so much that she's going to beat feet.
Right.
beat feet. I like that expression, Richie.
But the media wants you to think that she's kind of being chained down in a basement and forced to do her job.
Right, yeah. Well,
yeah, they both stayed. I was, that representation, you know, people don't realize that doctors are always going to give you their point of view from the doctor's perspective. But you need someone that we elect to office to actually take into account the economy, the science, the doctor's rules. It needs to be a blend. It can't just be one thing or another. It just doesn't work that way.
Correctamundo. All right, I'd like to tie 7, 6, and 5 together. 7 and 6, especially because 7 on the list from Talkers Magazine focuses on the hacksters from Russia. Number 6 focuses on our relationship with China now that we know they've been spying on Americans using the phone networks they set up out of Cuba. And if you don't think these people are our enemy, I don't know what's the matter. You got rocks in your head. And I don't say that with any reservation whatsoever. Anybody who supports China, who thinks that we need to do business with China, thinks that they're going to help us, thinks that it's okay, you are not a good American.
I'm going to step further than that. Anybody who thinks that they aren't actively harming us and waging digital and spying on us, warfare.
It's warfare.
Yeah.
Right, exactly. Right. And they're talking about...
They are absolutely at war with us.
They want to be the chief. They think between 2025 and 2028, they will rule the world. That's what they want.
Well, here's the thing that somebody said, an expert on one of our shows said, that really kind of woke me up to this. We think in 4 and 8 year lengths, right?
Right, yeah.
They think in 100 years.
That's right.
They don't care about next year.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
They're playing the long game. Yep.
Yep.
And they are thinking 30 to 50 years from now, we are falling apart, and they are ruling the world.
And that's by the way, they're already in, though. This is not new. So, 2025 is going to be like the first marker of Chinese success. We'll know in a while if they're starting to eat at lunch. We can already see it. And
well,
the thing is,
we've paved the way and paid for it. We have. Well,
and then we voted for a guy who's soft on China. I'm sorry. I know that,
Why do you keep saying you're sorry? You're not
sorry
at all.
Because I know what you're going to say. I'm not sorry at all. I'm sorry that you think that this is coming from a perspective of being a
Trump
supporter.
Well, I don't care.
But the fact that all of these, here's the thing, it should bother you because the Hunter tax investigation, the investigation with his son, he shares the family could provide a wealth of introductions and business opportunities at the highest levels.
So the reason I don't care, Jennifer, is because it isn't going to change the results of the election. Maybe it should have earlier on, but they buried it so you saw what happened. So bingo.
It matters.
28 past the hour.
What are you doing to keep your nose clean? After all, the nose is your body's air filter, the first line of defense against airborne diseases. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the powered suction nose cleaner. Navage cleans your nose by flushing out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs, including dangerous infectious germs. So with all the horrible stuff in the air, now's the perfect time to join more than 1 million Americans who use Navage. It has over 30,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Why? Because Navage is easy to use. It's inexpensive, all-natural, drug-free, and safe. And most important, it works. Think about it. You wash your hands every day. Maybe it's time to clean your nose, too. Breathe better, sleep deeper, feel and be healthier. Online at Navage.com and at Target, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 7 with the Sue McClain News Hour. I'll have your up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by free fire radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding roots, pop culture, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune into Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5, 1460 AM.
KCNR 96.5 FM, KCNR1460.com, and AM 1460 has teamed up with Golden Valley Bank for Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans for their service, and a portion of the proceeds goes to help out local homeless veterans. Golden Valley Bank at 250 Hempstead Drive, Suite 100, creates a truly unique local banking experience. Talk to our relationship banker today at 222-4000. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I expect it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military.
I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
34 after the hour now. This is the overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, courtesy of the research done by Talkers Magazine at talkers.com. We find Talkers Radio and Talkers Television and these stories listed every week. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jennifer Horn from the DJV program. Rich McFadden is here from Radio America. Victoria is on vacation this week, so we're overviewing, as we normally do, what people are talking about according to the research. And number five is a focus on Facebook and Google to an extent, the antitrust lawsuit. There are most of the big tech companies are involved in this. Facebook is the biggest, Google is second. Can you imagine, we talk about personal wealth, and I think that has something to do with all of this, because these guys that run these companies, even though they're public companies, they run them like they were their own fiefdoms. And they, they kind of are, in a manner of speaking. And when we think about Facebook, we identify with Zuckerberg, right? When we think about Google, you think of those two little twerps that came up with the idea. I remember their names, but why do you think they are? They're a couple of little worms. And yeah. Look what they've done. They've controlled the fact that California, Jennifer, signed on to this lawsuit against Google is really, I'm not sure people understand the real consequence of that, given the fact that Google is headquartered in California And California is a Democratic state, and all the other states, well, 13 or 14 Republican states went after Google. I don't know why this is a political thing, frankly. This should be something that everybody, no matter what your suit is, no matter whether you're a Republican or a Democrat or whatever, you look at these guys, they're out of control.
Yeah, it's a monopoly, and that's what the lawsuit is asserting, is that they're a monopoly and that they're kind of at the heart of the consumer tech business. Yes, I believe that Google is a monopoly, and I'm supportive of the lawsuit. What disturbs me more, though, is just that one company essentially becomes the arbiter of everything that we see, that we hear, that we read. It is so hard. You know, truth has really disappeared, and it's disappeared because of a big bias in the mainstream news media and because of the bias with big tech. And so you have Twitter and Facebook and all of these social media companies that are supposed to be free speech platforms, really limiting what speech is actually free. And then you have Google. People say, okay, well, I'm going to try to educate myself. And you go to Google and you try to search something, and you're only going to get the results put back to you that Google wants
that they want you to have. Exactly.
Right. So it's really, I mean, it is really scary. And I do think we need to challenge this, because the construct of this problem is new, because it is new technology and it's emerging. And if we don't fix this problem now, I really fear, and I don't like fear-based thinking, but when I look around and see that truth no longer exists and it's only being perpetuated by these places, we've got a really big problem.
Well, Jennifer, you know what? This is not to point fingers at you or other people that have your persuasion on the radio, or Richie, actually, because, you know, there's more conservative focus on the radio than there is anyplace else. And certainly in talk radio, the conservatives rule the roost. So with some people, they think that you're being a hypocrite because you're pointing out the fact that the liberals are in charge when it comes to things like Facebook or the news media. And then over here on the right, the talk radio stations, hundreds of them in the country that are programmed with the likes of Rush Limbaugh and Mark Levin and
you're conflating
and
a lot of
Hannah.
Things. People, unless it's a news talk station, if you listen to conservative talk radio,
I'm just telling you what people say.
Well, let me
I'm
give
using
you
it
my
as
answer
counter.
To that. So here's the thing: the answer is that when you listen to conservative talk radio, you hear an opinion. You go there for news and opinion.
But people don't think that. They think that that's
here's
the news and that's what's actually
but
going
here's
on.
What's more dangerous?
They absolutely do.
Or Jennifer thinks it's the news.
Yeah, if you listen to Mark Levin spew his baloney every night, you think that's what you want to hear.
But look at this.
He's full of baloney.
On Fox News, on MSNBC, on CNN, I don't take issue. As much as I don't like Don Lemon,
they're full of baloney too.
I don't take issue with him because he's giving an opinion. I don't take issue with Rachel Maddow. She's giving an opinion. I don't take issue with Sean Hannity. She's giving an opinion.
But people are not, unfortunately, people are not smart enough. I'm sorry. I'm not sorry.
People
are smart enough to figure it out. It's not just opinion. What'd you say, Richie?
We do lots of surveys with listeners with our stations. Uh-huh. And none of them are coming here thinking, oh, I'm just getting straight news. Wow, this is interesting.
No.
They all come to these personalities for a reason.
There's
something
entertaining
in the news, and they want to be entertained, but they also want to be informed, and they want to know what to think about what's going on. So they come to you, Jennifer, Hannity, Dana Loesch, because they want to know, listen, this is going on, and I'm not quite sure what to think. I need somebody to help me kind of work through this. And so they listen to a couple of things on the right, on the left, wherever, and they form their own opinion. And that's the great – where talk radio is like the town hall where everybody has the conversations to figure out what they're doing. But here's the difference. Social media is the town hall, and it's being controlled.
Yeah.
You're being fed – like – and talk right this radio
but
show.
Then we use
I
that.
I cannot tell listener Y something different than listener X. They're all hearing the same information. But on Facebook, listener Y and listener X are being fed two different feeds.
But the guys and the women who are doing these talk radio programs are getting some of their information by watching or looking at Facebook or Google
Google.
I mean, every day, Jennifer, we look up stuff on the various. I happen to use Yahoo and some of the other ones. I don't use Google. But they all kind of revert back to Google, in a manner of speaking. So anyway, I think we're all saying the same thing in a different way. Go ahead.
It's our job to be able to filter through that.
People, what I think disturbs me most about right now, people always have disagreed about politics, right? There's never been a time when everybody's just like patting each other on the back.
Oh, that's what it's about, yeah.
We all disagree on politics, but we used to have a baseline of truth. So there used to be a fact, and then Republicans might consume that one way, and Democrats might consume it another way, and someone in the middle might consume it another way. Now, because of the subversion of the mainstream news media and social media, there is no truth anymore. Truth has disappeared. Truth is no longer part of the conversation. It's just people's opinion. And that is what's dangerous, because there is no baseline. We can't all agree that the sky is blue, but maybe we disagree about why that is. It's just the fact is gone. The truth is gone. And it's gone on purpose, because that's what sows chaos, because no one knows what to believe, or they believe misinformation.
Mm-hmm. But
and
nobody knows what
both
to
sides.
But what to believe. They think they know what to believe, but I'm not sure that they really do know what to believe. All right, number four on the countdown, the runoff elections, and what your theory is, Jennifer, about the fact that this the bill that's being passed, the stimulus bill, is all about the Georgia runoff elections, so that the either side can brag and use that during the campaign, the final couple of weeks of the campaign, right? Am I encapsulating it pretty well?
Nancy Pelosi had the opportunity to pass this bill before the election. She had the opportunity to have it be $2 trillion, but she wouldn't come to the table. Now it's a much smaller bill, and you can't tell me that the reason we're even having this conversation is not because suddenly there's a desire to help people in need. It's because they want to rally around who can brag about it for Georgia. Georgia's coming up on January 5th, and people are wondering, what have you done for me lately, Congress? And the answer is not much.
Well, that's for sure. And so maybe it isn't something that's going to help the circumstances with the Georgia runoff elections. On the people list this week from Talkers, at number 10, Tom Cruise. The meltdown, that's been a subject. People have listened to the audio and they think, wow, that's the Tom Cruise that you love. And by the way, he was right in every single way when it came to that dissing down the staff for the movie being shot, the new Mission Impossible. Number 9 on the list, Andrew Yang. Number 8, Bad Vlad. Yep, Mr. Putin. Number 7 is Mayor Pete. Number 6 position is occupied by the people that are running for the mayoral, senatorial seats in Georgia. Kamala Harris is Kamala, 5. The two old fossils, Pelosi and McConnell, are number 4. Tony Fauci, another old fossil, I guess, number 3. Joe Biden is 2. And Donald Trump heads the list again, probably for another month or so, till he may be on the top of the list for a long time. Who knows? That's the people list, according to Talkers Magazine for this week. All right, now moving into the next position, the denial, not the river in Egypt. That still seems to be part of the transition here. We'll talk about that. The other top two stories of the week, according to Talkers Magazine, as the Talk Radio Review, a weekly service of the DJV show, continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease, and stay safe with Exergen.
Let's start with all the stocking stuffers who love stuffing stockings. Narrow it down to all those stocking stuffers who just discovered they're a single stuffer short. Oh, I hate that. For you, Walgreens now offers curbside and drive-thru pickup in as little as 30 minutes. So you can swiftly save the holidays with stocking stuffers like candy, toys, and beauty gifts.
This week, select stocking stuffers are $2 or 4 for $5. Walgreens. Valid through December 19th. Restrictions apply. See walgreens.com/pickup for details.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Ian Roth.
If you search for information about coconut oil online, you'll see it's one of the best things you can put in your body, or one of the worst.
Some people say it's the best thing since sliced bread. Other people say it's poison. The truth is somewhere in between.
Dr. Donald Hensrud, a nutrition expert and author of the Mayo Clinic Diet Book, says coconut oil probably isn't the cure-all its supporters claim it is.
The bottom line is that coconut oil is still a saturated fat, it still raises cholesterol a little bit, and probably best avoided in large quantities.
But Dr. Hensrud says it's also probably not the poison some of its detractors claim it is either.
I'd say the less the better. On the other hand, if you eat a small amount occasionally, it probably isn't going to have a big negative effect on health. But for people who are consuming it to try and improve their health, I'd say that probably isn't a good idea.
The bottom line, moderation is key. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org. With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Ian Roth. Mayo Clinic child psychiatrist Dr. Paul Corkin says it's normal for kids to play video games, but parents should pay attention to lines being crossed into addiction.
Playing the games all night long, abandoning things that used to be a source of great enjoyment, schoolwork, friendships, sports.
Dr. Corkin says gaming addiction can often be a sign of broader mental health issues like anxiety or depression. He recommends three things to parents who think their child is addicted to gaming. Number one, communicate as much as possible so you have a handle on what's going on in your child's mind.
It's a time to get more involved in the teenager's life and try to open up more channels of communications and really get a handle on what's going on in their life.
Number two, establish strict rules about screen time and stick to them. And number three, don't be afraid to get them professional help. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show now. Doug Steffen here with a review of the stories that come from Talkers Magazine. What gets on here? Well, oftentimes when we have Michael Harrison on the program, you understand the thinking that goes on as to who and why we have stories. The talk radio preponderance is to be somewhat political. And at number 10, you understand why then Andrew Yang entering the New York City mayoral race is there. The Northeast Storm, number 9 this week. Number 8, police and other reforms in government. Number 7, the Russians hacking into our websites. And in number 6 is China, and they're hacking into the phone systems that they build themselves. Facebook and the antitrust suit, number 5. Georgia runoff elections, 4. The Biden transition is 3. The economy is number 2. And certainly COVID and the vaccines, number 1. This list is brought to you by Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen. All right, we got a couple of more things to discuss here as we continue on the Talk Radio Review for this week, the week before Christmas. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Rich McFadden, the DJV take, if you will, on the stories. The election and the loss and the transition and Pence finally having, he's going to do the job. Trump's not going to. He can't swallow. He can't say the word. So Pence, what happens it next week?
What are you talking about?
Trump is not really. He's still in the denial.
Because he's still got some fire, some irons in the fire. Pence is not gonna declare victory. He just on January the 6th actually presides over Congress transmitting what came from the Electoral College. But there's gonna be an argument on the floor. Mo Brooks and Tommy Tuberville on the Senate side, they're going to be arguing it out that the results coming from the swing states have been that they're problematic. And don't forget what we learned this week, and that is that the Department of National Intelligence was supposed to submit a report on the 18th of December talking that the same that the elections were free and clear. They were not able to do that because there is a lot of bickering back and forth about Chinese interference. So,
Not over yet. All right, number 2 this week is the situation with the stimulus and how to get schools open, business open, that sort of thing, the economy. The fact that the IRS, Richie, has proposed as part of the stimulus package to up the taxes on small and medium-sized businesses. Can you imagine the stupidity wrapped around that?
You know what? Not to belittle the situation and the severity of the virus, But this is a power grab from the government from all angles, and the IRS is just trying to get theirs. Because yeah, they're all suffering monetarily because yep. we're not making any money.
Well, they should be cutting budgets left and right to get rid of the billions and billions of dollars.
Right, that loses them power.
Yeah. Well, hello. So, welcome to the reality of 2020.
More money.
All right, number one this week is the continuing focus on the COVID, the steps being taken to prevent. California is the epicenter of the worst place to be in the country. Jennifer, boy, it's all about California, it seems. Every time you turn around, no matter what we're talking about.
That's because they're scaring people about saying that there's 0% capacity in the ICUs here. And the truth is that it's 0% in the county hospitals, not in the private hospitals and not in the Kaiser Permanentes. That there's still plenty of capacity. And also the numbers are based on the ratio of doctors and nurses to patients, not on the number of beds. So yep. we just need to take a deep breath.
The first vaccines were administered to doctors and their staffs this week. That's pretty interesting. All right, there it is, an overview from the DJVers of the top stories of the week. Thank you. 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. I know it has the same benefit. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews by people who have actually, these are people, they're not actors, they're not phony balonies, they're really people that have called into Calitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now, you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease, and stay safe with Exergen.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Tech Talk time now, 53 after the hour. It's time for us to review the top five items from this past week in terms of technology news. And I'll get to that top five to number one right after this.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
All right, the technology coverage is going to be broader under the new 5G. That's the news this week. Devices will be cheaper. You might start seeing applications that tap into 5G's benefits. The rise of 5G and foldable phones has invigorated the mobile phone industry, setting for stage for a big year next year. The world and phone sales sort of screeched to a halt, as we all know, so it'll be interesting to see. The problem with this is that it's so attached to China. They've been scooping up all the 5G phones. They've made most of them, and the problem is you can't trust them. Speaking of China, number four this week on our list of the top five items in technology, the Chinese appear to have used mobile phone networks in the Caribbean to surveil our mobile phone system, part of the espionage campaign against Americans, according to the security experts who have analyzed the signals data. The findings paint an alarming picture. Wow, who's surprised about this, of how the Chinese are exploiting their our vulnerabilities in the global telecommunications networks that they've set up. The attacks appear to be enabling China to target, track, and intercept phone communications of phone subscribers in our country. There is at the heart of all of these allegations claims that China, using a state-controlled mobile phone operator in Cuba, is directing signaling messages to U.S. subscribers when they are traveling in the country or abroad. Wow. Whew. Nobody's waking up to how dangerous it is to be doing business with China yet. Where are we? Where is our head on this? Number three this week in the words, well, Victoria's not here, by the way. Victoria Keelan is on vacation this week. That's why I'm going through the list of the top five items at number three. In the first Democratic state to ask to sign on to the landmark Google antitrust lawsuit, the state of California has filed to join along with many other states. California's request to be added makes it the first state run by a Democratic governor to ask to sign on to the case. People in California know that Google's market dominance have left most of us consumers, small businesses, with not much choice when it comes to internet search engines. And so for that reason, they want to go after them, and I hope they get them. They're just too big and too powerful, and they've got such deals with the Chinese. Wow. Number two, Federal Trade Commission asking all major social media and video streaming platforms to provide information on how they deal with users' personal data. This is sort of in league with what we were just talking about with Google. This is a request sent to Facebook and WhatsApp, Snap, Twitter, Amazon, YouTube, TikTok, Twitch, Reddit, and Discord. They want to know how the internet giants collect, use, and track personal and demographic information, as well as how these policies affect minors. The companies have 45 days to respond. And the number one tech story of the week, the Russians are behind a broad hacking campaign. You see this with the Russians and the Chinese? The Russian government hackers have breached top cybersecurity firms, and the global espionage campaign continues. They compromised the Treasury Department this week and Commerce Departments and some of our other government agencies as well. The FBI is investigating the campaign by this hacking group working for the Russian Foreign Intelligence Service. They have private sector security firms working with them, hacking the State Department, the White House, and it's not clear what information was actually accessed. So there you go. Our friends, the Russians and the Chinese, at it again. That's Tech Talk for this week. Doug Steffen here at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
I'm Mark Saltzman, host of the syndicated Tech It Out radio show and podcast. Who doesn't love saving money on purchases, especially with the year we've had? And it's never been easier with the Slick Deals browser extension for Chrome and Edge. You already know about SlickDeals.net, the largest social platform for scoring deals wherever you shop. And with the Slick Deals browser extension, you can get early access to Slick Deals' best of web deals, as vetted and voted on by its community of more than 12 million users. No more hunting for coupon codes, as the Slick Deals browser extension automatically finds and applies applies the best codes whenever you check out, all to save you money on purchases. Access exclusive coupons from hundreds of stores, set up a deal alert from anywhere on the web, and a whole lot more with the free money-saving Slick Deals browser extension for Chrome and Edge. Enable it today at slickdeals.net/radio. That's slickdeals.net/radio.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. $300 billion for businesses, a $300 benefit for the unemployed, and a $600 direct payment to most Americans. Those items are included in a new round of COVID-19 relief agreed to this evening by negotiators. The deal will tie a $1.4 trillion bill to fund the government until October 1st to roughly $900 billion in coronavirus aid. Passage in Congress expected tomorrow. Meanwhile, the second COVID-19 vaccine to get emergency use authorization is being shipped to states across the country today for doses to be administered as early as tomorrow.
For driver Todd Elby, who was delivering the first shipments of Moderna's vaccine, it's personal.
I feel that this is my best or most important loads that I've ever hauled in my life.
And that's a long time. He's been with UPS 37 years. In November, his mother and his father were in the hospital with COVID. Only one made it home.
I feel Dad was in the truck with me today.
3,700 locations in the U.S. get initial shipments, with more orders in the works. General Gus Perna, who heads Operation Warp Speed, says 5.9 million Moderna shots and 2 million Pfizer shots will be delivered this week. I'm Julie Walker.
Meanwhile, millions of Americans expected to travel over the holidays. Already a million plus have passed through the turnstiles at airports. For those driving, fuel price analyst Trilby Lundberg says the national average price of regular grade gas is $2.26 a gallon.
The low in this panel of cities is Houston at $1.81, and the high is San Francisco area at $3.34.
And Lundberg says the recent increase in crude oil prices likely to keep pump prices edging higher. Meanwhile, health experts fear people are not heeding the recommendations to stay home over the holidays. They're letting their guard down, and that could lead to an increase in COVID-19 infections after New Year's. More at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
One by one, several European nations have banned flights from the UK in an effort to block a new strain of coronavirus currently sweeping across southern England.
Germany, the Netherlands, Belgium, Austria and Italy all announced restrictions on UK travel. The Netherlands banned flights from the UK for at least the rest of the year, while Belgium issued a flight ban for 24 hours, starting at midnight, and also halted train links to Britain, including the Eurostar. Austria and Italy said they would halt flights from the UK, but did not say exactly when that would take place. UK Health Minister Matt Hancock says the new variant of the coronavirus is not to be taken lightly.
The cases in the Tier 4 areas, as you've seen from the graphs that have been presented, have absolutely rocketed in the last few days, last 2 weeks or so.
Karen Chamas, London.
And check out more breaking news, read the best analysis, both at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. The Senate runoff election in Georgia just 3 weeks away, and Republicans are actively working to keep both sides in GOP, both seats, that is, in GOP control. Matt Schlapp of the American Conservative Union spoke with the Salem Radio Network this week about efforts to expose voter fraud. He's accusing the Georgia Secretary of State of caving in to liberal pressure to allow fraudulent voting in last month's presidential election.
Tens of thousands of people voted illegally, and Stacey Abrams was allowed to get them to vote because the Secretary of State in Georgia was scared to death that she would go after him. And so he kind of signed a consent decree to kind of take the heat off him. And in doing so, he chucked basically the whole country.
Schlapp on the Hugh Hewitt Show this week said Republicans must protect votes of minorities who supported Mr. Trump in the 2020 election, and added Republicans need to spend money on elections like liberals do. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Premier, your friendly old change. Premier in all we do.
Many accidents are caused by worn wiper blades. Let's face it, it's just uncomfortable when you're driving in the rain, snow, fog, and everything else in between with worn blades. At Premier Oil Change, when you buy one wiper blade, you get the second blade free. Yeah. Now through January 15th, you buy one wiper blade and get the second one free for as little as $14.99. At Premier Oil Change, we make maintaining your car easy. There's no need for an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Just pull in, enjoy a free beverage, and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform a comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. And our newest location in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Hi, this is Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services, wishing you and yours a very Merry Christmas and reminding you of all of our military personnel serving around the world this holiday season. We also want to remember and thank all of our veterans who have served and returned home safely, and to those who are no longer with us. As you enjoy this time of year, take a moment and reflect on your blessings and remember, freedom isn't free. Have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and thank you for your support.
U.S. only.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Yep, the familiar theme from the Talk Radio Countdown Show brings us into the focus of what's happening as we get close to the end of the year. Michael Harrison is here as usual. I'm Doug Steffen, Talk Radio Countdown Show. From the perspective of the DJV program, we kind of mix and match here as we present the info that the researchers at Talkers have done all week long, concentrating on the top 10 stories and the people list. And we welcome a new affiliate this morning, Michael, KFSA, AM and FM, in Fort Smith, Arkansas, for the Talk Radio
Excellent.
Countdown Show.
Excellent radio station.
Nice to have you on board. KFSA, AM and FM. That's not the station the guy sent you a note from who wasn't happy because you didn't talk about him on the, what was the, there was a radio station. Maybe we don't talk about where it is, but I thought it was interesting.
Maybe we don't talk about it at all.
Oh, you don't want to talk about it at all? Okay.
No, I don't. I have no personal vendettas. I shared that with
No, it wasn't about a vendetta. It was just kind of interesting that he's taking it so seriously. All right, here we go. The Talk Radio Countdown Show, presented every week as part of the DJV program on some of the stations and independently on others. Michael is here as the longstanding editor. He was the creator of the idea to do a trade publication for Talk Radio back in the 1830s, I think. Wasn't that when... started back in the 1830s.
It was so long ago. It was so long ago that actually it's miraculous.
All right, so we'll get back to Michael in a moment. Right now, let me bring you up to speed with what's going on for those of us who are very interested, maybe not in having a shot, but maybe having the best and healthiest body you can have. Everything that goes into your body enters either through your eyes, your nose, or your mouth, you know that. Although your skin breathes pretty much. Yeah, but the important areas, the nostrils, the nose, it's important to keep that area free as a COVID comes into your body through your nose or through your eyes. So it's only natural that we think about keeping our nose clean and healthy for a healthier life. So get rid of the things that are causing problems in a natural drug-free way. Relief comes from Navage, the nasal care system that is sweeping the nation, getting rid of allergens and airborne germs and all kinds of stuff. It's all about hygiene. That's what you want. Navage.com is their website. This is the way to figure out how to be successful by keeping your nose clean. Pollution, pollen, bacteria, germs, and worse. So let's get to it. We go into the wintertime. The air gets clear and dry, and you get all that stuff stuck up there. You need to clear out all the junk that's trapped up there. And that's why I'm talking about this product that has me breathing easy, and you will too. It's called Navage. N-A-V-A-G-E. Get all the details on how it works. Find out how you can breathe more clearly and sleep much better. Feel healthier than ever before. Experience for yourself how to breathe clearly and keep yourself confident that you'll be healthy. All right? This is backed by a no-questions-asked guarantee of satisfaction. Go to Navage.com. That's N-A-V-A-G-E, Navage.com.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease, and stay safe with Exergen.
Let's start with all the stocking stuffers who love stuffing stockings. Narrow it down to all those stocking stuffers who just discovered they're a single stuffer short. Oh, I hate that. For you, Walgreens now offers curbside and drive-thru pickup in as little as 30 minutes. So you can swiftly save the holidays with stocking stuffers like candy, toys, and beauty gifts.
This week, select stocking stuffers are $2 or 4 for $5. Walgreens. Valid through December 19th. Restrictions apply. See walgreens.com/pickup for details.
Let's start with all the stocking stuffers who love stuffing stockings. Narrow it down to all those stocking stuffers who just discovered they're a single stuffer short. Oh, I hate that. For you, Walgreens now offers curbside and drive-thru pickup in as little as 30 minutes. So you can swiftly save the holidays with stocking stuffers like candy, toys, and beauty gifts.
This week, select stocking stuffers are $2 or 4 for $5. Walgreens. Valid through December 19th. Restrictions apply. See walgreens.com/pickup for details.
All right, meanwhile, back at the ranch here, let's put the wire and the string together and make sure that we get this to work. Michael Harrison is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen, Talk Radio Countdown Show. The way that Michael works, we have a very consistent 10-story list, very consistent 10-people list. So let us go through those lists. Can we please, Michael?
Yeah, I'm going to go through it real quickly. We're having a bit of a digital problem because probably the storm has interfered with the wires. At number 10, we have Andrew Yang enters the New York City mayor race, and that's tied with Tom Cruise having a meltdown on the set of Mission Impossible.
Did you hear the audio from that?
I have not. I've seen pictures of it, that you know they videoed it, but I haven't heard it yet, but I hear it's full of, like, naughty words.
Well, it is. Actually, we can play it for you if you want. We've got the copy of the audio that's there, and it just... You know, he makes the point in a very precise way. Let's put it that way. I understand what he's saying. I agree 100% with what he said. People were not adhering, and everybody's watching the filming of Mission Impossible because it's really the first big film to get into production since COVID started. And if they don't follow the rules and they get into trouble and people get sick, then the big, you know, the industry leaders are going to say, well, Cruise couldn't make it happen, so we better stay away.
Yeah, because I think he's the producer of it as well as the star.
Yeah,
so, so he's under pressure. He's under tremendous pressure. I mean, making a movie is pressure even during normal times.
Right.
So, but what's funny is that it came out later that the mask he wears, this very expensive, fancy mask with valves and everything, does not comply with CDC recommendations. So he was,
oh, really?
Yeah, that was the kicker to the story.
Yeah, but who's? I mean, when you look at it, he sets a good example. I have one that may not comply either. It's two layers of cloth modeled after my cows, but it doesn't let them put one micron through, and that's really the standard. Yeah. So anyway, here's the Cruise audio if you want to hear it.
All right. You are the gold standard. You're back there in Hollywood making movies right now because of us, because they believe in us and what we're doing. I'm on the phone with every studio at night, insurance companies, producers, and they're looking at us and using us to make their movies. We are creating thousands of jobs, I don't ever want to see it again, ever. And if you don't do it, you're fired. And I see you do it again, you're gone. And anyone on this crew does it. That's it. And you too, and you too, and you. Don't you ever do it again.
Don't you hate when people have meltdowns? Don't you hate when you have a meltdown? Have you ever been in a situation like that where you just couldn't
stop it?
And it's coming out, you're saying, oh my gosh, I'm going to regret this tomorrow, but it feels so good, it's like vomiting.
I wasn't thinking about regretting it tomorrow, I was just so annoyed because the same thing happened over and over again with Cruise. I get it, he's a businessman, he's an actor, he's put it all together, but what I find most interesting about it, actually, he's wearing a mask, so he can't really understand too well. I mean, you get the gist of the message, for sure, but as I said before, a lot of these studios are watching to see how this production goes, to see if they can get away. I mean, a lot of TV shows are being done now. My friend Tucker, Jonathan Tucker, who's doing Debris for NBC, when they're not on set filming, everybody's got a mask on, mandated. You must, if you're on the set, if you are not wearing, you will be dismissed. That's it. Mm-hmm. Plain and simple. That's how they're doing it.
How do you like these shows now? There are some shows, I haven't seen them, but I see the trailers for them, where they actually have the people in masks
on
the show.
Especially the medical shows. Yeah.
You know, it's part of the, you know, it's part of the
Chicago
the
Med.
Of, yeah, yeah, right. But it's part of the environment of this time, you know.
It is.
Those are going to all, you
what
know,
are we
the whole mask thing is going to look
10
like.
10 years from now or 20 years from now. It's really, you know, think about it. It's, I don't know. It's bizarre. There are a lot of other things to think about when it comes to the future, but that certainly is one of them. You're right. You know, what are people going to say or think when they look at these things 10, 12, what was that all about?
Yeah. Well, it'll be an era. We're going to look back at an era, and it'll be historic. And I'll tell you something. The numbers involved, the stats, one of the really bad things about this is that we're getting used to enormous numbers of deaths, and we're dealing with them without the kind of real emotion that this type of a tragedy should be prompting, because we have to survive. Otherwise, we'll all walk around with our guts, you know, wrenched.
Well, you know, you say that, and it makes great sense. It actually makes me think
it's huge.
Going back to the people who don't get noticed who die from the flu every year. 90,000 people in America died from the flu last year. Nobody gave it a second thought. Nobody talked about it. Nobody, you know, there's tens of thousands of people that die all kinds of ways. You know, why aren't we paying more attention to the number of people in our big cities that are getting killed every day by the hundreds? You know, that's another thing. We don't pay any attention to that stuff at all. These are people who...
Part of it is emotional survival. I mean, if you walk around grieving every death, you'll go crazy. But I don't think that we don't talk about it. I mean, during flu season, they're constantly reminding you to get flu shots and all of that. But because people die from different things doesn't diminish the seriousness of the number of deaths. I mean, what if we had said after 9/11, 3,000 people? That's like a big deal. It's a small percentage, 350 million people. We're gonna shut down our security.
All right, let's keep going. Let's go back to the list. I think we're on number... So far, we've got one in.
it makes it hard to have side conversations when you don't know if you're being heard.
Right. Yeah.
Number 9, climate change and the Northeast storm. Number 8, race relations and police reform. Number 7, Russian hacking and poisoning. Number 6, U.S.-China relations. Number 5, Facebook antitrust suits. Number 4, the Georgia runoff elections. Number 3, Trump denies election loss, and that's tied with the Biden transition. At number 2, the economy tied with stimulus talks, tied with business and school closings. And number 1, COVID-19 stats, vaccines, and prevention. Those are the stories. Want to do the people?
Please.
Tom Cruise at number 10. Andrew Yang at number 9. Vladimir Putin and Thomas Bossert at number 8. Pete Buttigieg at 7. Number 6, the gang from Georgia, David Perdue, John Ossoff, Kelly Loeffler, and Raphael Warnock. Kamala Harris is at number 5. Nancy Pelosi, Mitch McConnell, Bernie Sanders at 4. Dr. Tony Fauci at 3. Number 2 is Joe. Number 1 is Donald.
Do you know that Fauci was 80 years old? Yeah, his birthday, or his birthday is Christmas Eve or something. He's 80 years old, the guy.
Well, obviously, he's doing something right.
Yeah.
He's wearing the right mask.
Whatever, the mask or however he's being taken care of. May I bring one more name into... This is not the people list is undeniably the number, these are the 10 most talked about people. But something I just sort of wanted to acknowledge, Mackenzie Scott. So Mackenzie Scott is the lady who was married to Mr. Bezos. They got divorced and she got $38 billion in the settlement, became the richest woman in the world. She's giving away lots of the money this time of year to colleges and universities, and helping people who are not able to keep their businesses running. So I thought it was kind of cool. Congratulations to her.
Yeah. Yes, indeed.
21 after the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Creeble.
The mayor of a small town in South Carolina spent weeks claiming she had been targeted by a hate crime. She filed a police report saying she and her husband found both their cars covered with a yellow, sticky substance. And she went on a tirade about the history of hate crimes throughout the South. Police investigated, but found that the substance was ordinary pollen, which covers thousands of cars parked under trees every spring. Have we become so accustomed to constant news about hate crimes that we see things that just aren't there? This mayor had no evidence, but was quick to jump to conclusions about imaginary criminals. Is America in paranoia so out of control that we now see evil under every tree? Government is supposed to protect the rights of citizens, not participate in the blame game.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch, this is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a service of the DJV program. A lot of stations that carry DJV have this program on because we think that it's important that you know what's going on the official way that we find out what's going on in the News Talk Radio world and the business is to have Michael Harrison here, who's the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen. We've gone through the list of people, the stories. I would like to go back to, Michael, if we can, the number 6 and 7 stories here. That is the Russians and the Chinese and what they're doing and how it is that we roll over. The Russians, I don't feel, I mean, I'm upset about this. Maybe upset isn't the right word, but this is dangerous. But the Chinese and the fact that they are spying on us, this Caribbean phone network connection, they're connected to the phone service in Cuba, and basically they're listening to every single thing on every mobile phone that exists in America, whether they were, well, they're all made in China anyway. But the alarming picture that's been painted this week about how China has exploited all the vulnerabilities in the global telecommunication network, basically to route surveillance attacks through telecom operators onto everything. Everything. And I don't hear the outrage. I don't get the sense. You know, they caused the COVID. They're responsible for this stuff. They're trying to take over the world and have made no bones about the fact that they want to control the world between 2025 and 2028. They expect to be in charge of everything around the world. And yet we just sit here dumb, fat, and happy, giving in to them, paying no attention to the way they, in collusion with the Russians and in collusion with Facebook and in collusion with Google, taking mind control to a new level.
Well, I mean, you know, what you're saying is quite profound, and it might be true or it might be partially true, but without question, they're not going to get away with it. This is their intention. What we in this country have to do is realize that 21st century warfare is more cyber warfare than it is military warfare. And we have our own capabilities in that arena as well. It's not like we can't hack into them and we can't pull a number of
stuff. So are we? That's the question. I hear all these kind of one-way stories. What are we doing? Yeah, that's a good point.
Well, I mean, a lot of those one-way stories are alarmist stories to really arouse attention. The fact of the matter is that I expect President-elect Biden, when he takes over, to continue on the path that Donald Trump took, regardless of Biden's history, because it's the same history. Obama, the two Bushes, Clinton, everybody is part of this problem. So Biden's going to be president. He's a politician. He is pragmatic. He sees which way the wind is blowing. He sees where public sentiment is starting to grow as people become aware of this. I don't think that we're going to be just sitting around fat and happy while the Chinese take away our freedom and the communist hordes wait at the gate to persecute us and put us in chains. I think that it's a little bit more realistic than that, but I do believe you're correct. It is a major problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
the problem and it's
exacerbated.
Yeah, well, the exacerbation of this, you know, even the state of California is in on the Justice Department's antitrust lawsuit against Google and Facebook. Now, that's really saying something because, you know, California is not exactly because they're the home of these companies. And, you know, a lot of tech companies are leaving. Look at what was Larry Ellison's company, Oracle, moved out recently. A lot of big companies. People are leaving California 10,000-12,000 a week. And so the fact that California has gotten onto this really says something about how serious it is. And I think that Google is in concert with the Chinese, frankly, and the Russians as well. That's the way I read it.
Well, sir, so are most American corporations. So are most stockholders. So are most people that buy sneakers cheaply because they could save a buck. Yeah, come on, it's not just Google.
I think you're right about that too. All right, thanks for bringing that point up, Michael Harrison, Doug Steffen, 28 past the hour on the countdown.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
What are you doing to keep your nose clean? After all, the nose is your body's air filter, the first line of defense against airborne diseases. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the powered suction nose cleaner. Navage cleans your nose by flushing out, allergens, mucus, dust, and germs, including dangerous infectious germs. So with all the horrible stuff in the air, now's the perfect time to join more than a million Americans who use Navage. It has over 30,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Why? Because Navage is easy to use. It's inexpensive, all-natural, drug-free and safe, and most important, it works. Think about it. You wash your hands every day. Maybe it's time to clean your nose, too. Breathe better, sleep deeper, feel and be healthier. Online at Navage.com and at Target, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
Let's start with all the stocking stuffers who love stuffing stockings. Narrow it down to all those stocking stuffers who just discovered they're a single stuffer short. Oh, I hate that. For you, Walgreens now offers curbside and drive-thru pickup in as little as 30 minutes. So you can swiftly save the holidays with stocking stuffers like candy, toys, and beauty gifts.
This week, select stocking stuffers are $2 or 4 for $5. Walgreens. Valid through December 19th. Restrictions apply. See walgreens.com/pickup for details.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Redding and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
Home Helpers of Reading is now hiring. They are a home care agency who provide non-medical home care services for seniors in our community and are looking to add to their award-winning team of caregivers. If you're interested in flexible hours with opportunities for full or part-time work, we invite you to apply to join a Home Helpers team. Apply today online at readinghomehelpers.com or drop off your resume at 2620 Lexmer Lane. Reading Home Helpers, serving our community for 16 years, and we look forward to meeting you.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Answer.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. Doug Steffen with Michael Harrison. This is a part of our overview of what's going on in the world of talk radio, our lives, our livelihood. Michael is someone that has been called upon by pretty much every form of media that there is, because the News Talk business gets a lot of attention, certainly did this year. So what do we expect? We'll do our end-of-the-year review next week. In essence, this is just before Christmas week. So what do we think is going to be the state of our business? People listening to this program, people that are fans of the format, the News Talk format, what do you think they're going to hear next year versus what they've heard this year? Is it going to be politics the same as usual? Will we have a little different spin? What do you think?
Well, we have a whole new era coming. We have a new administration coming. We have a new role for Donald Trump, who will be a colorful player in the background. It'll be very interesting to see what happens to his 73 million dedicated voters and loyalists. And it'll be interesting to see how Biden forges a path on what could be a rocky road for him, all depending upon what happens in Georgia. The Georgia election coming up on January 5th is going to determine a tremendous influence on the nature of the political discussion. That being said, of course it's going to be politics. Of course it's going to still be COVID. It's going to be left versus right. And it's going to be all of these technological problems. We're going to be talking more about China, more about Russia, because they'll be depoliticized when Trump is not president anymore, because it's so political, you know, the Russia hoax and all of that. It's going to be a little bit more unified. And I always say there's always that big story that comes along, the unexpected story that could take the national conversation spinning off in a totally unexpected direction. And there are going to be plenty of those next year.
That's why I asked you the question. You know, I think that that's it. How we, it's always fun to sort of think about what the future holds. So it bothers some people, but it doesn't bother me. I think it's great to think about, I want to be in the now, certainly, but I don't want to get stuck in the past, which is where I think a lot of discussions sometimes go. I think that that doesn't do anything for anybody in any way, shape, or form, no matter what the discussion is about or what the focus is. The past is the past, can't do anything about it, so we just work our way into the future, and the future is now.
Everything is now. That's the whole thing about this format, News Talk Radio. It's like surfing the breaking wave of the now. And the now changes second to second. It used to change day to day or week to week, month to month. I mean, weekly magazines, monthly newsletters, and things of that nature, having a hell of a time finding a place in this environment. It's breaking news constantly.
Nobody pays any attention to the Time Person of the Year anymore. They try to make a big deal out of Biden and Harris and, you know, how important it was. I remember when we waited with anticipation when that announcement was made. But I think this year, I don't think anybody really cares. Do they really?
People are not paying attention to the weeklies. They're not as big. Time is not the same time it used to be. Time has been sold a couple of times. It was a distress item. There are new owners. And with due respect to them, Time, Newsweek. Do you remember U.S. News and World Report?
Yeah, love that magazine.
Those three, you know, and then if you go back to earlier days, before a lot of the people's lifetimes listening to this, there was Life magazine.
Yep, the Post.
There was Look magazine,
yeah.
Saturday Evening Post.
Right.
I mean, these were, you know, major touchstones in terms of contemporary culture and ongoing current events. So now it's changed, and it's going to continue to change in the direction that it's already heading. No doubt about
it. I remember the expression, time was for people who can't think, and life, or look, was for people who can't read. It was Time Life. There was Life magazine, Time Life Publications. Remember?
Right.
And they still exist with those every once in a while you see on TV those Time Life retrospective musical things that they do. I think that's the only way they make any money anymore.
They're very entertaining infomercials.
Yeah, they are. They're always hosted by some, was it Neil Sedaka does a reflection on the 1960s, Time Life in the 1960s. Very cool. At any rate, so let's go back to, even though I don't like to, I'm somebody who does a talk radio program that isn't really dependent. It does talk about what's going on in the election world and politics and that sort of thing, but it isn't the mainstay. I am interested in number two. We've been back and forth this year, speaking of a review the economy because of it's so tied to almost everything else and where we're going with it. What do you think the strategy will be, and will that be a discussion point? Will Biden, you know, Trump didn't seem to have a strategy per se, but certainly now with people worried about the stimulus package and what's going to be in that and how that will affect the, you know, you heard the IRS is trying to get a tax as part of this negotiation. The IRS ran into the negotiation hall on Thursday night, the people who are running the IRS, and saying, we got to have a tax on small businesses because we got to get our money back. Can you imagine anybody that stupid actually going public with an idea like that in this economy?
That it certainly is not a timely thing to say at this point when people are suffering. Small business is still the backbone of America's economy and our way of life. People are hurting. People are suffering. We need that stimulus package desperately. The word stimulus is not a good word. It should be relief because,
yeah.
You know, stimulus, what are we talking about? Stimulus. We're trying to survive.
Right.
Excuse me. And I guess we got to get businesses back up and running in a way that makes sense. If businesses can't operate, then nothing is going to happen that's any good. Meantime, job claims, first-time unemployment claims, was over 800,000 this past week.
Yes, 880,000,
so, yeah. So that's heading in the wrong direction. And all this stuff about the stock market doing well, that really doesn't reflect how the average person is living. That reflects how people who own stock or the big companies in high tech are doing. And they're making out like bandits. You know, Amazon, Google, Facebook, companies like that are just, you know, doing
well. It serves to further divide people, is the rich and the poor, and Democrats certainly frequently are always talking about there's no middle class anymore, and maybe there isn't when you get right down to it. Not as big. It was the mainstay, and it isn't anymore. But, you know, there is this feeling among some that we should take from the rich to give to the poor. It's kind of like Robin Hood.
That's how you look at it. Some people see it as just the rich paying their fair share of the load.
Well, who decides what the fair share is? Where does that decision? Who makes that decision?
That should be decided by politicians who reflect the will of the people. And right now, that has not been the case. The people have to be more plugged into the ramifications of where people stand on taxes. The American tax code, the U.S. tax structure, is at the heart of all of this. And it definitely needs to be revamped, if nothing else, for how complicated it is. But in terms of taking from the rich and giving to the poor, that's kind of a mantra that simplifies it to the point that it really isn't accurate. There has to be an equitable way in which people carry their fair share of taxes per their ability to pay and how much money they draw from this economy and the benefits they get from being an American.
But we have to look at it honestly. Who speaks for the people who are paying now and having their money wasted by the inadequacies of government? The fact that in the Defense Department is a great example. They have what? They were trying to get a $700-some-odd billion bill passed this week and didn't make it work yet. But the GAO, Government Accounting Office, says that if we were to spend, if we get rid of the waste, fraud, corruption, and abuse in the Defense Department, we could get the same amount of traction for $486 billion. So that's like saying that there is over $200 billion in waste just in that department alone. So why should we pay more in taxes when we know, we acknowledge, that government is so inefficient that it wastes this kind of money? Why isn't there a revolt? Are people getting lulled to sleep by spending all the time watching movies and playing video games? Is that what's going on?
No, I don't know. I think that that's overly simplistic as well. And when you say who's going to speak on behalf of the people, well, you know, ultimately the President of the United States is supposed to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And the leading senators and congressmen. So, you know, it comes down to people voting intelligently and the media holding politicians to accountability. It should be a major topic. That's all. I mean, it's not easily solved. It's an age-old problem, but it's out of whack right now. And you're saying, why should people pay more taxes? The problem is poor people are paying more maybe than they should, and rich people are not paying as much as they should. I mean, do you find that hard to swallow?
Yeah, I do, actually. I think that this is true. I think the whole tax system in our country is fakakta, and it ought to be much more based on people's ability to pay, i.e. a sales tax, and not an income tax. Most of the progressive countries in the world now are getting away from income taxes and more going to a user tax, a VAT, value-added tax, because people who don't have any money shouldn't be paying. If you're at a certain level, you shouldn't be paying any taxes anyway, other than what it costs you to live, work, and, you know, pay taxes on everything except food. Buy a new car, pay a tax on it, you know, that kind of stuff. Instead of I think that the most confiscatory tax there is the income tax. It sets with me.
Go ahead.
No, I want you to go ahead. Excuse me.
What I was saying is, income tax is just one of many options. If we did revamp the tax code, we'd have to do it intelligently. We'd have to explain what we're talking about. People would have to follow. And we'd have to go through a careful, stable evolution from one system to another. And hopefully it'd be one that is based in fairness and based in equity and based in something that will not hurt people who can't afford to be hurt and will not help people in ways that they don't deserve to be helped. That's it in a nutshell.
Mm-hmm. Yep, I agree with that. A lot of people collecting unemployment who ought not to be right now. That's another example. People who need it aren't getting it, and people who don't need it are getting it. And that, you know, the stimulus, the whole thing about the stimulus and who got what, you know, we've seen all sorts of claims about how fraudulent that whole thing was. So that needs to be dealt with in order to be fair, if you will. Coming up in a moment, Michael has a chat with someone that many people in the news radio business and the talk radio business know about, but you'll get to know a little more about him as Michael explains in a moment. Let me explain to you how to take care of your mind as well as your body. It's the time of year when we are focused on eating, and then after New Year's it'll be diet time and exercise time. Well, what are you doing to take care of your brain? Think about that, exercising your brain. Make sure it's working well, and also put things into your mouth, into your body, that'll help supplement the strength and the ongoing health of your brain so you have a better life. And that's where Prevagen comes in. Prevagen. Prevagen will give you, when you take this proven brain health natural supplement, it will give you the tools for a healthier brain. Important to think of your brain as you get older, especially cognitive impairment. You know, you get older, you forget names and stuff like that. So, you want to not do that? I'm using this. I take one every day. Prevagen. Add it to your daily routine, will you? Do yourself a favor. Prevagen will give you a healthier brain and a better life. Talk Radio Countdown Show now. Doug Steffen here with a review of the stories that come from Talkers Magazine. What gets on here? Well, oftentimes when we have Michael Harrison on the program, you understand the thinking that goes on as to who and why we have stories. The talk radio preponderance is to be somewhat political. And at number 10, you understand why then Andrew Yang entering the New York City mayoral race is there. The Northeast Storm, number 9 this week. Number 8, police and other reforms in government. Number 7, the Russians hacking into our websites. And in number 6 is China, and they're hacking into the phone systems that they build themselves. Facebook and the antitrust suit, number 5. Georgia runoff elections, 4. The Biden transition is 3. The economy's number 2. And certainly COVID and the vaccines, number 1. This list is brought to you by Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
What are you doing to keep your nose clean? After all, the nose is your body's air filter, the first line of defense against airborne diseases. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the powered suction nose cleaner. Navage cleans your nose by flushing out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs, including dangerous infectious germs. So with all the horrible stuff in the air, now's the perfect time to join more than a million Americans who use Navage. It has over 30,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Why? Because Navage is easy to use. It's inexpensive, all-natural, drug-free and safe, and most important, it works. Think about it. You wash your hands every day. Maybe it's time to clean your nose, too. Breathe better, sleep deeper, feel and be healthier. Online at Navage.com and at Target, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
Let's start with all the stocking stuffers who love stuffing stockings. Narrow it down to all those stocking stuffers who just discovered they're a single stuffer short. Oh, I hate that. For you, Walgreens now offers curbside and drive-thru pickup in as little as 30 minutes. So you can swiftly save the holidays with stocking stuffers like candy, toys, and beauty gifts.
This week, select stocking stuffers are $2 or 4 for $5. Walgreens. Valid through December 19th. Restrictions apply. See walgreens.com/pickup for details.
So Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine, you have interviewed in the MH interview this week a fellow that, even though a lot of people don't know who he is, they know Newsmax, the Newsmax magazines and the TV network and stuff. So how'd you find Christopher Ruddy? How'd he come across?
Well, first of all, Christopher Ruddy and I are old friends. I was,
yes,
like, you know, his confidant when he started Newsmax some 20-some-odd years ago. So
it's been that long? My God, has that been around?
Yeah, it was
really?
Yeah, in the late 90s, so yeah, he started it. Make a long story short, I have a really, really exclusive, insightful, honest, candid conversation with Christopher Ruddy, the CEO and founder of Newsmax TV. Newsmax TV is a juggernaut in the ratings right now, and its battle against Fox News Channel to attract people who are conservative and not pleased with the way Fox News Channel has been dealing with President Trump. But there's a lot more to it as well. And you can check it out. If you're a conservative television news freak, you're going to love this. It's mhinterview.com.
All right, MH for Michael Harrison. You can also find it at Talkers Magazine, talkers.com, where you find the list of the stories and the people every week as well. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen, 10 before the hour on the countdown.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
The mayor of a small town in South Carolina spent weeks claiming she had been targeted by a hate crime. She filed a police report saying she and her husband found both their cars covered with a yellow, sticky substance. And she went on a tirade about the history of hate crimes throughout the South. Police investigated, but found that the substance was ordinary pollen, which covers thousands of cars parked under trees every spring. Have we become so accustomed to constant news about hate crimes that we see things that just aren't there? This mayor had no evidence, but was quick to jump to conclusions about imaginary criminals. Is America in paranoia so out of control that we now see evil under every tree? Government is supposed to protect the rights of citizens, not participate in the blame game.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
All the last-minute gifts are on sale at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. Get 60% off almost everything and shop new doorbusters, including gifts from $7, socks from $2, tees from $8, and more. Find it all at Gap Factory or GapFactory.com through December 24th. Cozy up for the holidays with 60% off everything at Banana Republic Factory, including soft sweaters, comfy pajamas, must-have gifts, and more from $9.99. Find your nearest store now, only at Banana Republic Factory.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor.
Half man, half motorcycle.
Ride confidently in the direction of your dreams. Unless it's a bad dream, then turn around.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents basic policies starting at $79 a year. Progressive Motorcycle, for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy is not available in all states.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Continuing on now on the countdown, Stephen J.J. Wiseman, the lawyer who comes every week to visit with us, a law professor at Bentley University, and also he's the originator of our thinking and fixing problems with scams. His website, scamaside.com, is dealing at this time of year with the 12 scams of Christmas. We've gone through any number of them. Anything this past week that developed, it was out of the ordinary. You know, we went through a number of things that are seasonal at this time of year. People look out for stuff, but what's new this year?
You know, actually, I jump off of from the holiday scams to the fact of the timing. You talk about seasonal, is that there are a lot of scams now occurring related to the coronavirus vaccine, and people are getting calls that appear to be coming from the Social Security Administration or the IRS. I don't know why they'd be the ones calling, telling people that they can sign up for priority for getting the vaccine. They just need to give them their credit card over the phone. And, you know, again, you really can't trust anyone that calls you over the phone asking for personal information. You've got to confirm. And there is no priority list, and no one is calling you to get you on one of these. So people should be wary.
Yeah. It's almost the height of stupidity, but people will fall for stuff because people are good-natured. And most of the time, you know, they don't want to believe that there are that many damn crooks out there, frankly.
Well, just look at it happened to my own sister yesterday, and she called me a little bit embarrassed. And this one was more of a holiday thing. And her neighbors were out of town, and she got an email from them. Could you do me a favor, because I'm not around, could you get down to the local grocery store and get six $50 gift cards, and then you can give me the numbers on over the phone, and then I will give them to my niece. And my sister didn't even think about it. She was embarrassed. But when she got to the store, God bless them, they said, have you talked to this person directly and told her that it probably was a scam? And this happens a lot. People get their emails hacked. And so you get an email from someone that you know or you think you know asking you for this favor. But don't fall for it.
No. For heaven's sakes, no. All right, a couple of things on the list this week, the story list from Talkers Magazine that requires some legal interpretation. There's already, I guess, a couple of people that are suing. I don't know who they're suing because they're not on a list. They want to get a shot now, and they're not getting shots. So is there any basis for, there's always a basis because some slimewad lawyer he's going to come around. Hey, you should be on the list, too.
You're too kind. People will ask me, can I sue someone for whatever? And I'll go, of course you can. You can sue someone for anything. You have a chance of winning one of these things, and the answer is no. There really is no legal right to be in a priority position as far as the COVID goes. The government will have the ability to make those decisions.
Right. All right. Next up, the Facebook and Google antitrust suits. Man, it's time they got these guys and nailed them, as far as I'm concerned. What do you think is going to happen with these antitrust suits with these various technology companies?
I think, you know, it's interesting. I think it will, and I feel pretty good about this prediction, it will drag out in courts for about 10 years because that's the ability of Facebook and the legal system to be able to be stalled. 10 years from now, who knows what it's going to look like and what kind of changes we're going to need. Some changes will occur. I think eventually they'll have some kind of settlement, but I think pretty frankly, Facebook in particular is in a position where they can stall this thing. And as they say, justice delayed is justice denied. So there's a lot of changes that need to happen, but they won't happen fast.
Can governments sue other governments? The awareness that we have, not just this week of China hacking into the phone system, the Russians hacking into various websites, government sites. Can one government sue another government?
Yeah, we have international laws where indeed you can do that. So it's rare, and most often the disputes between governments get negotiated out, but it can be done.
Yeah, it's just amazing when you look at how the Russians are basically thumbing their nose, China up yours to America, and people keep buying stuff made in China. It just is. It is more than amazing. It just it boggles the mind that people are don't get it. It would seem. All right, Steve does get it. Steve and J.J. Wiseman, our attorney here with info on what's going on with regard to some of the stories this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
This podcast is for storytellers of all kinds. We discuss everything from the hero's journey to how to slog through that pesky middle section of your book. From filling out your author's toolbox to answering your questions about the craft and the industry. From magic to mayhem.
In December, we're covering frequently asked questions by you, our listeners here in Reading and worldwide. And January brings us pearls from the masters of the industry. We'll analyze what advice we like, what we take, and what we disagree with.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Congressional leaders Sunday reached a mammoth deal to fund the government and provide long-sought coronavirus relief as lawmakers race to wrap up their work for the year.
The deal will tie a $1 trillion bill to fund the government until October 1st to roughly $900 billion in coronavirus aid. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell announced the deal from the Senate floor Sunday night.
I just wish our partners on the other side had put political calculations aside and worked with us to make this happen a long time ago.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says the bill isn't the best possible deal.
This bill is not sufficient.
Bernie Bennett in Washington.
The agreement is a catch-all bill that combines $900 billion in COVID-19 aid with a $1.4 trillion omnibus spending bill and reams of other unfinished legislation. Final preparations at hospitals and other facilities around the country as they get ready to start administering Moderna's coronavirus vaccine tomorrow, in addition to continuing with Pfizer's vaccine.
Cheers from workers at the McKesson Pharmaceutical Distribution Center in Mississippi Sunday morning as they pack Moderna's vaccine for the first day of shipping around the country. General Gus Perna of Operation Warp Speed.
Jurisdictions have already ordered the vaccine, and we know it is going to 3,700 plus locations, with more requests coming in every day based on allocations. Shipments will begin arriving on Monday and continue through the week.
He says the country is on track to ship 20 million doses of both Moderna and Pfizer's COVID vaccines by the end of the year. I'm Julie Walker.
Ahead of Inauguration Day, some liberal religious groups in the U.S., like the United Methodist Church, the Presbyterian Church USA, and 15 other organizations, are urging President-elect Joe Biden to reverse the pro-Israel policies established by President Trump. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the 3-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has imposed even tighter restrictions on London and surrounding areas, saying it appears a new strain of the virus is speeding the spread of COVID-19 in England.
On ABC's This Week, Assistant Health and Human Services Secretary Admiral Brett Girard says there's no reason for alarm.
We don't know that it's more dangerous, and very importantly, we have not seen a single mutation yet that would make it evade the vaccine.
Girard tells ABC's This Week Americans should stick to basic precautions, washing hands, wearing masks, physically distancing, and if you're having a holiday gathering,
please do them safely. Try to limit them to your immediate household, and if you don't, wear masks inside, improve the ventilation.
That, he says, could save tens of thousands of lives.
When we get the vaccine out, the pandemic is going to end. This is not forever, but we've got a lot of work to do, or it's going to be even a darker winter.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Recent increases in crude oil prices likely to keep pump prices edging higher.
The rise of the pump still lags what crude oil prices have done, even though now refiners are beginning to pass through the price hikes they are paying a bit more assertively. There's a few more pennies to go.
Fuel analyst Trilby Lundberg says the average price for a gallon of regular is $2.26 a gallon, highest in San Francisco at $3.34, lowest in Houston at $1.18. As COVID-19 cases skyrocket before the Thanksgiving holiday, Dr. Deborah Birx, coordinator of the White House coronavirus response, warned Americans to be vigilant, limit celebrations to your immediate household. But she didn't take her own advice. The day after Thanksgiving, she traveled to one of her vacation properties in Delaware, accompanied by three generations of her family from two different households. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Home Helpers of Reading is now hiring. They are a home care agency who provide non-medical home care services for seniors in our community and are looking to add to their award-winning team of caregivers. If you're interested in flexible hours with opportunities for full or part-time work, we invite you to apply to join a Home Helpers team. Apply today online at readinghomehelpers.com or drop off your resume at 2620 Lexper Lane. Reading Home Helpers, serving our community for 16 years, and we look forward to meeting you.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Public Factory.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time for us to get into what's going on in the world of news talk radio from the point of view of the DJV showers. The showers include me, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keevan is off this week, but Rich McFadden is here from Radio America, so we'll get his slant, his take on a lot of these issues that have been researched, as usual, every week of the year, 52 weeks a year. We go through the stories and the people, so the list is complete as far as, well, I'm sure there are other things that sometimes wind their way into the conversation as we look at it from the perspective of people who do talk radio every day of the week, talking about lots of different things. But this is for the news talk stations. And there are usual, you know, there's the usual disagreement on what makes the stories ring with most of us. People list as well. You can find them at Talkers Magazine. Number 10 on the week, this week, is Andrew Yang entering the race for mayor of New York City. What did he was running for president, wasn't he? I remember
that. He was the one that wanted the guaranteed income. Remember he talked about the $1,000 guaranteed income thing that you'd get. He got actually more popular.
All we need is another socialist, huh?
Well, yeah, I know, that's true. But he got more popular than I think most people thought that he would. He kind of entered with not a lot of name recognition. So I think he's going to use that, propel it. And certainly I can't say that de Blasio is winning many friends in New York. So someone who might be able to come out on a national stage, speak out against him, might have a chance.
All right, so you're ready for my politically incorrect take on this? Richie's going to love this.
Okay.
So Andrew Yang, I'm going to guess with that name, is of Chinese descent, yes?
I don't know what his background is. He's Asian, yes. He's Asian-American.
Yeah. Okay. So how does that fly, given the focus on China, the COVID, the Chinese are spying on America? I can see somebody, and I'm not saying that this is true or even, but I can hear because of social media somebody suggesting the fact that if Chinese background, can he be trusted because we can't just trust the Chinese? Don't expect that not to come up because it will.
I do. I actually don't expect that to come up. He's very much a business owner. He runs businesses. He's very Americanized. I think people are really, and they should be worried about the people that they can't see publicly, the people who have interwoven themselves into offices
business.
Like we saw Feng Feng get her way into Eric Swalwell's bedroom and his office, allegedly, and put interns on his staff. I mean, that's the kind of stuff, the people that we aren't seeing, I think, is probably where more of our concern should be.
Well, you've got the Russians that are doing all the hacking. You have the Chinese spying on Americans using the Caribbean phone companies. Man, I would think that there'd be a lot of people paying close attention. One would only hope paying close attention to that. Meanwhile, Tom Cruise and his meltdown have attracted. Anybody see the video or hear the audio of that?
Huh? And you know what? I have to say I agreed with everything he said.
Yes. Yeah.
I didn't agree necessarily with the tone, but he said was absolutely right on. If you missed it, Tom Cruise sort of melts down on the set of Mission Impossible at like 84, you know.
Phil, see if you can find that audio, will you? I'd like to hear
it. You're going to have to bleep it because it's very much.
You got to find a bleep version of it.
Yeah.
I got it.
So, play, if you got the bleep version of it, Phil, just play it.
Hang on.
Oh, you're going to find it. Okay, all right. So anyway, the Tom Cruise story, and the follow-up was something that this was a nee-nee-nee-nee-nee kind of thing. Well, some people, the headline was, Crew Leaves Set of Movie. And when you read into that, it's the usual three people left because they were offended by his tone. Well, you know what? It's his movie. He's the guy who's going to make it or break it. And
well,
if he's not comfortable.
With this, that, you know, people are always a toxic work environment. Well, you know what? You're lucky to have a job right now. And that's what, and Tom Cruise was saying, if we don't follow the restrictions, we're going to get shut down. And it's not just my job and your job, but it's thousands of people's jobs that we're actually providing right now with this movie.
Yep. Yeah. So.
Well, the thousands of people reference is that other movie studios are watching the production of this one to see whether they can start up.
Yeah.
And so that's why he was saying this is so important. And, yeah, he went off the rails for sure. But at the same time, you know, he had a point. He's like, listen, you know, we've got other movie studios watching us, and if this goes well, they can start production again. So this is not just us.
All right, so here's the audio.
We are the gold standard. You're back here in Hollywood making movies right now because of us, because they believe in us and what we're doing. I'm on the phone with every studio at night. Insurance company, producer, and they're looking at us and using us to make their movie. We are creating thousands of jobs, I don't ever want to see it again. Ever. And if you don't do it, you're fired. And I see you do it again, you're gone. And anyone on this crew does it. That's it. And you too. And you too. And you. So if you ever do it again.
That's pretty much to the point.
So I have two questions.
Yes,
one,
he's got a mask
on.
So you can really hear all of it. Yeah.
Yeah. Did he stand on a box when he gave this speech?
He's a little short. Yes, we understand that.
And number two, who recorded it and released it, and do they still have a job?
Yeah. Right.
I'm guessing the answer to that is no, or nobody's going to stand up and say, "Oh, I did that."
That was me.
Yeah,
that was you. Number nine, the storm that seemed to take over a lot of the focus here in the Northeast, where I am, anyway. The predictions were down where you were, Richie, in Washington. The Washington area is going to be bad, but it wasn't. And so we did. Pennsylvania and New York and New England got pretty well walloped. But you know what? The thing that is so annoying about this is the news media referring to it as Stormageddon. It was 14 inches of snow, for God's sakes. And it's a week away from Monday is the first day of winter officially. I mean, come on.
But didn't they say that New York got more snow over the weekend, like over this week, than they did in the entire year of 2019?
Yeah. But that says nothing. Go back to 2015. Richie, I bet you can remember. I think you were still. Were you still running the board in 2015? Or was that, I don't remember.
No. Character. Right.
In 2015, February of 2015, we had at my farm in Framingham, Massachusetts, we had 11 feet even of snow that had fallen between December, January, and February, and we had 30-foot drifts. That was a snowstorm. Well, those were snowstorms. That was Snowmageddon. 14 inches of snow is a snowstorm. That's it. End of story. Stop falling for all of this stupid stuff from the news media. And the guys are, a storm is coming. We'll tell you how to deal with it at 11. Okay, that's the only thing that that's good for is their ratings. And you're dumb enough to fall for, well, I better keep the TV on so I can watch what's going to happen to the storm. Like you can do something about it. No, sorry. No sale there. 14 after the hour, you are listening to the Talk Radio Review with Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, and Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease, and stay safe with Exergen.
What are you doing to keep your nose clean? After all, the nose is your body's air filter, the first line of defense against airborne diseases. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the powered suction nose cleaner. Navage cleans your nose by flushing out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs, including dangerous infectious germs. So with all the horrible stuff in the air, now's the perfect time to join more than a million Americans who use Navage. It has over 30,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Why? Because Navage is easy to use. It's inexpensive, all-natural, drug-free, and safe. And most important, it works. Think about it. You wash your hands every day. Maybe it's time to clean your nose, too. Breathe better, sleep deeper, feel and be healthier. Online at Navage.com and at Target, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life. What are you doing to keep your nose clean? After all, the nose is your body's air filter, the first line of defense against airborne diseases. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the powered suction nose cleaner. Navage cleans your nose by flushing out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs, including dangerous infectious germs. So with all the horrible stuff in the air, now's the perfect time to join more than a million Americans who use Navage. It has over 30,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Why? Because Navage is easy to use. It's inexpensive, all-natural, drug-free, and safe. And most important, it works. Think about it. You wash your hands every day. Maybe it's time to clean your nose, too. Breathe better, sleep deeper, feel and be healthier. Online at Navage.com and at Target, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
All right, we're working on number 8 now on the Talk Radio Review, a weekly overview, if you will, of the top stories according to Talkers Magazine for this past week, week before Christmas. And number 8 is a focus once again on what's going to be reformed. There seems to be more. Didn't Obama say something this week about the difference between defunding and reforming? And I see that
they all
someplace.
Have, because they all know that the messaging is completely unpopular to say to defund the police.
Stupid.
Now, that doesn't mean that they don't want to do that, because that's exactly what they want to do. But Obama and Biden are smart enough and more seasoned politicians to say, maybe we shouldn't call it that.
Yeah,
so
right.
They've been caught on, I think Obama publicly said it, that the name was wrong, but Biden was actually caught on just on a secret recording, basically saying, we got to stop with this. We're going to lose elections if we keep going with this message. So,
well, did you hear about the Seattle City Council person who wants to defund the police, had to call 911 on a crime that she wants to make legal? So, like, somebody threw a rock through her thing, and she said in the past, you know, these people are poor, they're on drugs, they might have mental issues, we shouldn't be throwing them in jail. So somebody throws a rock through her thing, a mentally ill guy,
first thing,
and she wants to call the police on him.
Right.
That's the thing. It'd be laughable if it weren't so, if people didn't have to live with this. We've got a new district attorney in Los Angeles who is just... but you can do anything. You can resist arrest. It's not illegal anymore in L.A. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's so
L.A.
crazy.
Has become a wasteland of nonsense as far as I'm concerned.
I am so curious to see what L.A. and New York looks like in 10 years. It's scary.
Not at this I'm not even going there much this – and my son, whom you know, Richie, well – he sent me a note last night. He said this is the epicenter of craziness with the COVID thing and the stuff being shut down. There's no leadership, and the government there in the state is out of control. Jennifer, you being who you are, I don't understand. I mean, you got to stay there because that's where your business is. But was it about 10,000 people a week are leaving California?
This year broke records for the amount of people leaving the state. And here's what's left. The very rich, who can afford to be here and live comfortable lives, and the very poor. Middle class is being driven out of the state. And the middle class is what's going to make the state move. So I don't...
Is your daughter leaving or staying? That's a curious one for me.
Well, they have to stay because they're both profs at UCLA. They like it? No, they don't. They don't like anything about the schools being closed. They want the schools open. You know, stuff like that, and they just, there's no response from anybody in government there. 21 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
The past 4 years have shown us that social media companies like Twitter and Facebook have become the new nanny state. I'm Jeff Charles, sociopolitical correspondent with LibertyNation.com. Over the past few years, the far left has demonstrated that they are not too fond of the First Amendment. Some have suggested passing laws that would change America's approach to free speech. But Twitter and Facebook have already been implementing the far left's anti-free speech agenda. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg altered the platform's algorithm after Election Day to promote establishment media outlets like CNN and others, while suppressing conservative-leaning news sites. A few weeks before the election, Twitter suppressed a New York Post story about Hunter Biden's shady business dealings with China. By censoring conservatives on their platforms, they want to ensure that users are exposed to leftist ideas over conservative ideas. Their biased censorship practices are already making Marxism into a reality without the government. Learn more at LibertyNation.com. Conservative news, where truth matters.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at HealVets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Moving back into our focus, the top stories of the week, the top people list. Actually, I'll go through that very quickly with Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn from the DJV Show. We have our perspective on it. It becomes an ancillary accompaniment to the actual countdown with Michael Harrison every week. Tom Cruise on the people list at number 10. Andrew Yang, number 9. Pukin Putin, Bad Vlad at number 8. Pete Buttigieg. Number 7. The people running in the runoff in Georgia, number 6. Kamala Harris, 5. The old fossils, Pelosi and McConnell, are tied at 4. Fauci is 3. Biden is 2, and Trump is 1. All right. Tony Fauci, did you know, Richie, he was 80 years old? I had no idea he was 80 years old. God love
that. That doesn't shock me.
Yeah, that it's what he takes. Well, obviously he's into medicine and health and stuff, so he takes good care of himself. Still got a really sharp mind. So good for him. Meanwhile, and Mrs. Dr. Birx, what did she say this week? She had somebody asked her in an interview what her relationship with Trump was like, and she said, "In public, where I'm very respectful, and in private." Kind of a blank left there. Well, what do we do? Assume for that they argued about stuff, probably. And
you know what? The bottom line is she didn't leave. She's still there. She's still doing the job.
Yeah.
So she doesn't disagree with him so much that she's going to beat feet.
Right. Beat feet. I like that expression, Richie.
But the media wants you to think that she's kind of being chained down in a basement and forced to do her job.
Right. Yeah. Well,
yeah, they both stayed. I was that representation. You know, people don't realize that doctors are always going to give you their point of view from the doctor's perspective. But you need someone that we elect to office to actually take into account the economy, the science, the doctor's rules. It needs to be a blend. It can't just be one thing or another. It just doesn't work that way.
Correctamundo. All right. I'd like to tie 7, 6, and 5 together. 7 and 6, especially because 7 on the list from Talkers Magazine focuses on the hacksters from Russia. Number 6 focuses on our relationship with China now that we know they've been spying on Americans using the phone networks they set up out of Cuba. And if you don't think these people are our enemy, I don't know what's the matter. You got rocks in your head. And I don't say that with any reservation whatsoever. Anybody who supports China, who thinks that we need to do business with China, thinks that they're going to help us, thinks that it's okay, you are not a good American.
You're going to step further than that. Anybody who thinks that they aren't actively harming us and waging digital and spying on us, it's warfare.
It's warfare.
Yeah.
Right, exactly.
Right.
And they're talking about...
They are absolutely at war with us.
They want to be the chief. They think between 2025 and 2028, they will rule the world. That's what they want.
Well, here's the thing that somebody said, an expert on one of our shows said, that really kind of woke me up to this. We think in 4 and 8 year lengths, right?
Right, yeah.
They think in 100 years.
That's right.
They don't care about next year.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
They're playing the long game. Yep. And they are thinking 30 to 50 years from now, we are falling apart, and they are ruling the world.
And by the way, they're already in, though. This is not new. So, 2025 is going to be like the first marker of Chinese success. We'll know in a while if they're starting to eat our lunch. We can already see it. And
well,
the thing is,
we've paved the way and paid for it. We have.
Well, and then we voted for a guy who's soft on China. I'm sorry. I know that,
people say you're sorry. You're not
because
sorry at all.
I know what you're going to say. I'm not sorry at all. I'm sorry that you think that this is coming from a perspective of being a
Trump
supporter.
Well, I don't care. I don't care.
It should bother you because the Hunter tax investigation, the investigation with his son, he shares the family could provide a wealth of introductions and business opportunities at the highest levels.
So the reason I don't care, Jennifer, is because it isn't going to change the results of the election. Maybe it should have earlier on, but they buried it so you saw what happened. So, bingo.
Matters.
28 past the hour.
What are you doing to keep your nose clean? After all, the nose is your body's air filter, the first line of defense against airborne diseases. I'm Martin Hoke, and I invented Navage, the powered suction nose cleaner. Navage cleans your nose by flushing out allergens, mucus, dust, and germs, including dangerous infectious germs. So with all the horrible stuff in the air, now's the perfect time to join more than a million Americans who use Navage. It has over 30,000 online reviews averaging 4.7 stars. Why? Because Navage is easy to use. It's inexpensive, all-natural, drug-free, and safe. And most important, it works. Think about it. You wash your hands every day. Maybe it's time to clean your nose, too. Breathe better, sleep deeper, feel and be healthier. Online at Navage.com and at Target, CVS, Walgreens, Bed Bath, and Rite Aid. Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E. Clean nose, healthy life.
Calitone is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
You know, it can be difficult to find a trustworthy, knowledgeable, and yet affordable auto repair shop. Advanced Automotive is a second-generation, locally owned, full-service repair shop serving our community since 1993, and one of only four AAA-approved auto repair shops in the Reading area. Advanced Automotive has a goal, and it's to keep it simple to have safe, reliable vehicles for our customers and our community. Call or come by to meet the crew who is here to serve you. 244-4423. Advanced Automotive.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hey guys, this is Doug Tooley with B&T Satellite, your authorized DISH retailer. Check your mailbox. Among those beautiful Christmas cards may be a gift card from B&T Satellite and DISH. Let us save you money this holiday season. There is no guarantee this offer will be around next year. Act now. With over 60 years of combined experience, let us, your locally owned TV guys, help you. We know what we are doing. You can trust us. Make your holidays a little brighter with a gift card from B&T Satellite and DISH.
We at B&T Satellite wish you and your family a savings Merry Christmas.
Call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474.
B&T Satellite is a DISH authorized retailer. Restrictions apply. Ask for details.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
34 after the hour now. This is the overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, courtesy of the research done by Talkers Magazine at Talkers.com. We find Talkers Radio and Talkers Television and these stories listed every week. I'm Doug Steffen, along with Jennifer Horn from the DJV program. Rich McFadden is here from Radio America. Victoria is on vacation this week, so we're overviewing as we normally do what people are talking about according to the research. And number five is a focus on Facebook and Google to an extent, the antitrust lawsuit. There are most of the big tech companies are involved in this. Facebook is the biggest, Google is second. Can you imagine, we talk about personal wealth, and I think that has something to do with all of this, because these guys that run these companies, even though they're public companies, they run them like they were their own fiefdoms. And they, they kind of are, in a manner of speaking. And when we think about Facebook, we identify with Zuckerberg, right? When we think about Google, you think of those two little twerps that came up with the idea. I remember their names, but why do you think they are? They're a couple of little worms. And yeah. Look what they've done. They've controlled the fact that California, Jennifer, signed on to this lawsuit against Google is really, I'm not sure people understand the real consequence of that, given the fact that Google is headquartered in California, and California is a Democratic state, and all the other states, 13 or 14 Republican states, went after Google. I don't know why this is a political thing, frankly. This should be something that everybody, no matter what your suit is, no matter whether you're a Republican or a Democrat or whatever, you look at these guys, they're out of control.
Yeah, it's a monopoly, and that's what the lawsuit is asserting, is that they're a monopoly and that they're kind of at the heart of the consumer tech business. I believe that Google is a monopoly, and I'm supportive of the lawsuit. What disturbs me more, though, is just that one company essentially becomes the arbiter of everything that we see, that we hear, that we read. It is so hard. Truth has really disappeared, and it's disappeared because of a big bias in the mainstream news media and because of the bias with big tech. And so you have Twitter and Facebook and all of these social media companies that are supposed to be free speech platforms really limiting what speech is actually free. And then you have Google. People say, okay, well, I'm going to try to educate myself. And you go to Google and you try to search something, and you're only going to get the results put back to you that Google wants
that they want you to have. Exactly.
Right. So it's really, it is really scary. And I do think we need to challenge this, because the construct of this problem is new, because it is new technology and it's emerging. And if we don't fix this problem now, I really fear, and I don't like fear-based thinking, but when I look around and see that truth no longer exists and it's only being perpetuated by these places, we've got a really big problem.
Well, Jennifer, you know what? This is not to point fingers at you or other people that have your persuasion on the radio, or Richie, actually, because, there's more conservative focus on the radio than there is anyplace else. And certainly in talk radio, the conservatives rule the roost. So with some people, they think that you're being a hypocrite because you're pointing out the fact that the liberals are in charge when it comes to things like Facebook or the news media. And then over here on the right, the talk radio stations, hundreds of them in the country that are programmed with the likes of Rush Limbaugh and Mark Levin and
Sean Hannity. You're conflating a lot of things. People, unless it's a news talk station, if you listen to conservative talk radio,
I'm just telling you what people say.
Well, let me
I'm
just using give you my answer account. To that. So here's the thing. The answer is that when you listen to conservative talk radio, you hear an opinion. You go there for news and opinion.
But people don't think that. They think that that's the news and that's what's actually going on.
Here's what's more dangerous. Here's way more dangerous.
Richie, they absolutely do.
Or Jennifer thinks it's the news.
Yeah, if you listen to Mark Levin spew his baloney every night, you think that that's really that's what you want to hear.
But look at this.
He's full of baloney.
On Fox News, on MSNBC, on CNN, I don't take issue. As much as I don't like Don Lemon,
they're full of baloney too.
I don't take issue with him because he's giving an opinion. I don't take issue with Rachel Maddow. She's giving an opinion. I don't take issue with Sean Hannity. She's giving an opinion.
But people are not, unfortunately, people are not smart enough. I'm sorry. I'm not sorry.
We
are
smart enough
to figure it out. It's not just opinion. What'd you say, Richie?
We do lots of surveys with listeners with our stations. Uh-huh. And none of them are coming here thinking, oh, I'm just getting straight news. Wow, this is interesting.
No.
They all come to these personalities for a reason. They want to be entertained, but they also want to be informed, and they want to know what to think about what's going on. So they come to you, Jennifer, okay, Hannity, Dana Loesch, because they want to know, listen, this is going on, and I'm not quite sure what to think. I need somebody to help me kind of work through this. And so they listen to a couple of things on the right, on the left, whatever, and they form their own opinion. And that's the great – talk radio is like the town hall where everybody has the conversations to figure out what they're doing. But here's the difference. Social media is the town hall, and it's being controlled.
Yeah.
You are being fed, like – in talk radio, this radio
but
show,
then we use
I
that.
I cannot tell listener Y something different than listener X. They're all hearing the same information. But on Facebook, listener Y and listener X are being fed two different feeds.
But the guys the women who are doing these talk radio programs are getting some of their information by watching or looking at Facebook or Google. Every day, Jennifer, we look up stuff on the various, I happen to use Yahoo and some of the other ones. I don't use Google. But they all kind of revert back to Google, in a manner of speaking. So anyway, I think we're all saying the same thing in a different way. Go ahead.
It's our job to be able to filter through that.
People, what I think disturbs me most about right now, people always have disagreed about politics, right? There's never been a time when everybody's just patting each other on the back.
Oh, that's what it's about, yeah.
We all disagree on politics, but we used to have a baseline of truth. So there used to be a fact, and then Republicans might consume that one way, and Democrats might consume it another way, and someone in the middle might consume it another way. Now, because of the subversion of the mainstream news media and social media, there is no truth anymore. Truth has disappeared. Truth is no longer part of the conversation. It's just people's opinion. And that is what's dangerous, because there is no baseline. We can't all agree that the sky is blue, but maybe we disagree about why that is. It's just the fact is gone. The truth is gone. And it's gone on purpose, because that's what sows chaos, because no one knows what to believe, or they believe misinformation.
Mm-hmm. But nobody knows
on
what
both
to believe.
Sides.
But what to believe. They think they know what to believe, but I'm not sure that they really do know what to believe. All right, number four on the countdown, the runoff elections, and what your theory is, Jennifer, about the fact that this the bill that's being passed, the stimulus bill, is all about the Georgia runoff elections, so that either side can brag and use that during the campaign, the final couple of weeks of the campaign, right? Am I encapsulating it pretty well?
Nancy Pelosi had the opportunity to pass this bill before the election. She had the opportunity to have it be $2 trillion, but she wouldn't come to the table. Now it's a much smaller bill, and you can't tell me that the reason we're even having this conversation is not because suddenly there's a desire to help people in need. It's because they want to rally around who can brag about it for Georgia. Georgia's coming up on January 5th, and people are wondering, what have you done for me lately, Congress? And the answer is not much.
Well, that's for sure. And so maybe it isn't something that's going to help the circumstances with the Georgia runoff elections. On the people list this week from Talkers, at number 10, Tom Cruise. The meltdown, that's been a subject. People have listened to the audio and they think, wow, that's the Tom Cruise that you love. And by the way, he was right in every single way when it came to that dissing down the staff for the movie being shot, the new Mission Impossible. Number 9 on the list, Andrew Yang. Number 8, Bad Vlad. Yep, Mr. Putin. Number 7 is Mayor Pete. The number six position is occupied by the people that are running for the senatorial seats in Georgia. Kamala Harris is Kamala, five. The two old fossils, Pelosi and McConnell, are number four. Tony Fauci, another old fossil, I guess, number three. Joe Biden is two. And Donald Trump heads the list again, probably for another month or so, till he may be on the top of the list for a long time. Who knows? That's the people list, according to Talkers Magazine for this week. All right, now moving into the next position, the denial, not the river in Egypt. That still seems to be part of the transition here. We'll talk about that. The other top two stories of the week, according to Talkers Magazine, as the Talk Radio Review, a weekly service of the DJV show, continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease, and stay safe with Exergen.
Let's start with all the stocking stuffers who love stuffing stockings. Narrow it down to all those stocking stuffers who just discovered they're a single stuffer short. Oh, I hate that. For you, Walgreens now offers curbside and drive-through pickup in as little as 30 minutes. So you can swiftly save the holidays with stocking stuffers like candy, toys, and beauty gifts.
This week, select stocking stuffers are $2 or 4 for $5. Walgreens. Valid through December 19th. Restrictions apply. See walgreens.com/pickup for details.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Ian Roth. If you search for information about coconut oil online, you'll see it's one of the best things you can put in your body, or one of the worst.
Some people say it's the best thing since sliced bread. Other people say it's poison. The truth is somewhere in between.
Dr. Donald Hensrud, a nutrition expert and author of the Mayo Clinic Diet Book, says coconut oil probably isn't the cure-all its supporters claim it is.
Well, the bottom line is that coconut oil is still a saturated fat, it still raises cholesterol a little bit, and probably best avoided in large quantities.
But Dr. Hensrud says it's also probably not the poison some of its detractors claim it is either.
I'd say the less the better. On the other hand, if you eat a small amount occasionally, it probably isn't going to have a big negative effect on health. But for people who are consuming it to try and improve their health, I'd say that probably isn't a good idea.
The bottom line, moderation is key. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org. With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Ian Roth. Mayo Clinic child psychiatrist Dr. Paul Corkin says it's normal for kids to play video games, but parents should pay attention to lines being crossed into addiction.
Playing the games all night long, abandoning things that used to be a source of great enjoyment, schoolwork, friendships, sports.
Dr. Corkin says gaming addiction can often be a sign of broader mental health issues like anxiety or depression. He recommends three things to parents who think their child is addicted to gaming. Number one, communicate as much as possible so you have a handle on what's going on in your child's mind.
It's a time to get more involved in the teenager's life and try to open up more channels of communications and really get a handle on what's going on in their life.
Number two, establish strict rules about screen time and stick to them. And number three, don't be afraid to get them professional help. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Talk Radio Countdown Show now. Doug Steffen here with a review of the stories that come from Talkers Magazine. What gets on here? Well, oftentimes when we have Michael Harrison on the program, you understand the thinking that goes on as to who and why we have stories. The talk radio preponderance is to be somewhat political. And at number 10, you understand why then Andrew Yang entering the New York City mayoral race is there. The Northeast Storm, number 9 this week. Number 8, police and other reforms in government. Number 7, the Russians hacking into our websites. And in number 6 is China, and they're hacking into the phone systems that they build themselves. Facebook and the antitrust suit, number 5. Georgia runoff elections, 4. The Biden transition is 3, the economy is number 2, and certainly COVID and the vaccines number 1. This list is brought to you by Talkers Magazine. I'm Doug Steffen. All right, we got a couple of more things to discuss here as we continue on the Talk Radio Review for this week, the week for Christmas. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Rich McFadden, the DJV take, if you will, on the stories, the election and the loss and the transition and Pence finally having, he's going to do the job. Trump's not going to. He can't swallow. He can't say the word. So Pence, what happens? Is it next week?
What are you talking about?
Trump is not really. He's still in the denial.
He hasn't, because he's still got some fire, some irons in the fire. Pence is not gonna declare victory. He just on January the 6th actually presides over Congress transmitting what came from the Electoral College. But there's gonna be an argument on the floor. Mo Brooks and Tommy Tuberville on the Senate side, they're going to be arguing it out that the results coming from the swing states have been that they're problematic. And don't forget what we learned this week, and that is that the Department of National Intelligence was supposed to submit a report on the 18th of December talking that the same that the elections were free and clear. They were not able to do that because there is a lot of bickering back and forth about Chinese interference. So,
Not over yet. All right, number 2 this week is the situation with the stimulus and how to get schools open, business open, that sort of thing, the economy. The fact that the IRS, Richie, has proposed as part of the stimulus package to up the taxes on small and medium-sized businesses. Can you imagine the stupidity wrapped around that?
You know what? Not to belittle the situation and the severity of the virus, but this is a power grab from the government from all angles, and the IRS is just trying to get theirs because they're all suffering monetarily because we're not making any money.
Well, they should be cutting budgets left and right to get rid of the billions and billions of dollars.
That loses them power.
Hello. So, welcome to reality of 2020.
No cuts, just more money.
All right, number 1 this week is the continuing focus on the COVID, the steps being taken to prevent. California is the epicenter of the worst place to be in the country. Jennifer, boy, it's all about California, it seems. Every time you turn around, no matter what we're talking about.
That's because they're scaring people about saying that there's 0% capacity in the ICUs here. And the truth is that it's 0% in the county hospitals, not in the private hospitals and not in the Kaiser Permanentes. That there's still plenty of capacity. And also the numbers are based on the ratio of doctors and nurses to patients, not on the number of beds. So we just need to take a deep breath.
The first vaccines were administered to doctors and their staffs this week. That's pretty interesting. All right, there it is, an overview from the DJVers of the top stories of the week. Thank you. 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. I know it has the same benefit. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews by people who have actually, these are people, they're not actors, they're not phony balonies, they're really people that have called into Calitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
Asthma symptoms can attack anywhere, like on a city street. Now you can get fast relief anywhere with new improved Primatene Mist, the only FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. So whether you need relief of symptoms at the park or at your kitchen table, Primatene Mist starts working quickly, opening up your airways to restore free breathing. For temporary relief of mild symptoms of intermittent asthma, use Primatene Mist and breathe easy again. Available at CVS, Rite Aid, and Walgreens. Use as directed.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Tech Talk time now, 53 after the hour. It's time for us to review the top five items from this past week in terms of technology news. And I'll get to that top five to number one right after this.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Fever is a leading symptom of the coronavirus, so take your temperature twice a day with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. It's quick and easy to use, and its accuracy is backed by more than 80 clinical studies. Have your family start and end their day with the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, doctors, and nurses. Your family can take their temperatures in seconds to know where they stand in the fight against COVID-19. Protect your family from the spread of this deadly disease and stay safe with Exergen.
All right, the technology coverage is going to be broader under the new 5G. That's the news this week. Devices will be cheaper. You might start seeing applications that tap into 5G's benefits. The rise of 5G and foldable phones has invigorated the mobile phone industry, setting for as a stage for a big year next year. The world in phone sales sort of screeched to a halt, as we all know, so it'll be interesting to see. The problem with this is that it's so attached to China. They've been scooping up all the 5G phones. They've made most of them, and the problem is you can't trust them. Speaking of China, number four this week on our list of the top five items in technology, the Chinese appear to have used mobile phone networks in the Caribbean to surveil our mobile phone system, part of the espionage campaign against Americans, according to the security experts who have analyzed the signals data. The findings paint an alarming picture. Wow, who's surprised about this? Of how the Chinese are exploiting our vulnerabilities in the global telecommunications networks that they've set up. The attacks appear to be enabling China to target, track, and intercept phone communications of phone subscribers in our country. Let's see. There is at the heart of all of these allegations claims that China, using a state-controlled mobile phone operator in Cuba, is directing signaling messages to U.S. subscribers when they are traveling in the country or abroad. Wow. And nobody's waking up to how dangerous it is to be doing business with China yet. Where are we? Where is our head on this? Number three this week in the words, well, Victoria's not here, by the way. Victoria Keelan is on vacation this week. That's why I'm going through the list of the top five items at number three. In the first Democratic state to ask to sign on to the landmark Google antitrust lawsuit, the state of California has filed to join, along with many other states. California's request to be added makes it the first state run by a Democratic governor to ask to sign on to the case. People in California know that Google's market dominance has left most of us consumers, small businesses, with not much choice when it comes to internet search engines. And so for that reason, they want to go after them, and I hope they get them. I mean, they're just too big and too powerful, and they've got such deals with the Chinese. Wow. Number two, Federal Trade Commission asking all major social media and video streaming platforms to provide information on how they deal with users' personal data. This is sort of in league with what we were just talking about with Google. This is a request sent to Facebook and WhatsApp, Snap, Twitter, Amazon, YouTube, TikTok, Twitch, Reddit, and Discord. They want to know how the Internet giants collect, use, and track personal and demographic information, as well as how these policies affect minors. The companies have 45 days to respond. And the number one tech story of the week, the Russians are behind a broad hacking campaign. You see this with the Russians and the Chinese? The Russian government hackers have breached top cybersecurity firms, and the global espionage campaign continues. They compromised the Treasury Department this week and Commerce Departments and some of our other government agencies as well. The FBI is investigating the campaign by this hacking group working for the Russian Foreign Intelligence Service. They have private sector security firms working with them, hacking the State Department, the White House, and it's not clear what information was actually accessed. So there you go. Our friends, the Russians and the Chinese, at it again. That's Tech Talk for this week. Doug Steffen here at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
I'm Mark Saltzman, host of the syndicated Tech It Out radio show and podcast. Who doesn't love saving money on purchases, especially with the year we've had? And it's never been easier with the Slick Deals browser extension for Chrome and Edge. You already know about SlickDeals.net, the largest social platform for scoring deals wherever you shop. And with the Slick Deals browser extension, you can get early access to Slick Deals' best of web deals, as vetted and voted on by its community of more than 12 million users. No more hunting for coupon codes, as the Slick Deals browser extension automatically finds and applies the best codes whenever you check out, all to save you money on purchases. Access exclusive coupons from hundreds of stores, set up a deal alert from anywhere on the web, and a whole lot more. With the free, money-saving Slick Deals browser extension for Chrome and Edge, enable it today at slickdeals.net/radio. That's slickdeals.net/radio.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRostra. It's going to cost a little more to fill up at the pump this week.
We have a rise of 4 cents per gallon at the pump nationally. The new average for regular grade is $2.26. This makes almost 8 cents in the past 4 weeks.
Fuel analyst Trilby Lundberg says the recent increase in crude oil prices likely to keep pump prices edging higher. Congressional leaders hashed out a massive year-end catch-all bill Sunday that combines $900 billion in COVID-19 aid with $1.4 trillion omnibus spending bill and reams of other unfinished legislation. The huge, still unreleased bill slated for votes on Monday, with lawmakers going to have only a few hours to read it before they're asked to cast their votes. Several European Union nations Sunday banning flights from the UK. Germany considering limiting such flights to try to make sure a new strain of coronavirus sweeping across southern England does not establish a strong foothold on the continent. London Mayor Sadiq Khan says hospitals already beginning to feel the pressure.
We have the same number of patients in our hospitals as inpatients with COVID now as we had at the peak in April. And this is the month before January, which is the busiest month of the year for our NHS. Nobody wants the NHS to be overwhelmed over the course of the next few days and weeks.
After championship weekend, the tide will roll west on New Year's Day to face the Fighting Irish of Notre Dame after the bowl selection committee sat and conferred Sunday and made up their list. The Rose Bowl is going to be played at AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas, after California ruled out fans for sporting events. Other New Year's Day game pits Clemson and Ohio State in the Sugar Bowl in New Orleans. The national champion of the pandemic-altered college football season scheduled to be determined January 11th at Hard Rock Stadium in Miami Gardens, Florida. Check out more news, read more analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
Like most of us, Santa Claus is adapting a world with COVID-19. For the latest, we turn to correspondent Julie Walker with this report.
Meet Kenneth Clays, a professional Santa in Florida who makes house calls.
Is there anything special you would like for Christmas?
And he explains his Santa mask to kids.
I'm trying to be protected from COVID just like everybody else.
But for pictures, the mask usually comes off as long as everyone faces the same direction and not at each other.
There's a bit of luck involved that I won't catch anything.
Clays loves being Santa and certainly doesn't seem to do it for the money.
It would be nice if I could afford real leather boots.
But in true Christmas spirit, he says,
best thing about being Santa is when you could put a smile on that child's face.
I'm Julie Walker.
And you can always
Christmas!
Check out more breaking news and read the best analysis. They're both at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Experts are asking people who test positive to warn friends, family, and coworkers themselves.
Health officials say do-it-yourself tracing is not ideal, but with infections soaring nationwide, it's likely the most effective way to reach people who may be at risk. Authorities say it's taking much too long before tracers learn of positive tests. What's more, many people absolutely refuse to answer questions when tracers call. Officials fear transmission likely to get much worse as people gather for the holidays. Jason Walker reporting.
The city of Chicago's top attorney has resigned in the fallout of a botched police raid on the home of a black woman who was not allowed to put on clothes before being handcuffed. And an investigation has been launched after a 20-year-old soldier who went missing from New York State's Fort Drum was found dead. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Ready for your holiday mint fix? This month only at Black Bear Diner, grab a frosty peppermint mocha cold brew or warm up with a creamy peppermint hot chocolate. Or end your meal with a slice of chocolate peppermint cheesecake or candy cane chocolate cream pie and do good at the same time. Black Bear Diner will donate $1 to Make-A-Wish for every candy cane pie and peppermint cheesecake sold this month. Order up for takeout or delivery at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
All states.
And now, When Radio Was, brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
I'm Greg Bell, and Christmas comedy from Bob and Jack, as in Hope and Benny, two of radio's longest-running and most successful stars. Each debuted on radio in the 1930s, and they were still there well into the 1950s. Of course, both were also very familiar to television audiences. Hope and Benny also did motion picture work, although that's where they differ quite a bit, because Jack's movie career consisted of a handful of comedies in the 30s and 40s, whereas Bob's big screen fame was much, much more prolific, with something like 80-plus appearances. Solo work as well as those very popular Road to pictures, alongside Bing Crosby and Dorothy L'Amour. Well, in this upcoming Christmas-themed broadcast, you'll hear Bing and Bob together again, and just wait till you learn who the featured vocalist is. This is from December 7th, 1948.
Well, I swung.
Me too. So do I.
How about you?
Yes, it's the new Swan Show with our great singing star, Doris Day.
Well, I swung.
Our special guest, Bing Crosby. The Four Hits and a Miss, the new Les Brown Band.
We use Swan exclusively. How about you?
Yes, how about you?
Who, me? My name is Robert Hare of Gold, eyes of blue, and muscles like Errol Flynn, Hope.
And now, Bob Hope's Swan's Eye View of the News. Berlin, Germany. The gap in Russian-American relations widened here this week when Germans living in the Soviet zone were forbidden to chew gum because it is too American.
Berlin is now divided into three zones: spearmint, juicy fruit, and stick it behind your ear, Fritz. Here comes the commissar. After the law was passed against gum chewing, they arrested one German because his jaws were moving. Policeman said, "You were either chewing gum, talking, or reading." The man said, "I was only breathing." Policeman said, "Let me see your permit." Gee, imagine if they abolished gum chewing here in America, we'd be in an awful fix. What would hold the theater seats together? I owe a lot of wonderful memories to gum chewing. I used to chew it as a kid, and my girlfriend used to chew it, too. In fact, when we kissed, sometimes it lasted 3 hours.
Washington, D.C. Dr. Northern, a nationally famous biochemist, has proved to the Department of Agriculture that the addition of minerals to the soil produces vegetables that are more than five times as rich in vitamin content.
They've injected so much iron into the celery, lettuce, and radishes that now if you toss a salad and it misses the bowl, it can break your leg. And the latest method is to drop the minerals on the soil from a plane. You have to aim carefully, though. One Pennsylvania farmer missed his field, and a mile away, John L. Lewis came running out of a mine shaft with a geranium popping out of each eyebrow. That'd be better on television, wouldn't it? All those vitamins in the soil are affecting the earthworms, too. I went fishing and put one on a hook, and the first thing I knew, the worm got a stranglehold on a trout, flipped him up in the bank yelling, "Hey, look at me, I'm Gorgeous George."
New York, New York. Generals, politicians, entertainers, and secretaries all hit the literary jackpot as this week found their books topping the bestseller lists.
Everybody's writing a book about their experiences except Artie Shaw. He's still doing research. And Drew Pearson tried writing a mystery story, but it didn't work out. He couldn't control himself. In the first paragraph, he predicted who did it. I'm reading a book right now that's very interesting. It's about a traveler who's hiking around the United States, and when he comes to California, he thinks it's so beautiful that he sleeps at night under a rose bush. It's called The Case of the Quick Frozen Tourist.
Los Angeles, California, one of the largest crowds in football history, this Saturday jammed the Coliseum to see the University of Southern California score the major football upset of the year by holding Notre Dame to a 14-14 tie.
I've never seen such a crowd in the Coliseum. The stands filled at capacity, and some of the fans even more so. There were 100,000 people at the game, including me. People were sitting so close together that when I got up, I was wearing a blanket, three fraternity pins, open-toed gold sandals, and a... There's more, but if you don't want it, okay. Open-toed gold sandals and a raccoon coat with a student still in it. Oh, you're so impetuous. Boy, that was really a rough game. I never saw two teams knock each other around like that. In one play, a Trojan ran 40 yards for a touchdown, but they called him back. The ball he was carrying had ears on it.
Polytech University. Professor Capstaff, noted psychiatrist, made the statement that his experiments have proven that inanimate objects can think.
Hi. Inanimate objects can think?
Well, that's right, Bob. So yesterday I went to a psychiatrist, and you know what I did? I took a cake of Swan soap with me.
The first four rows better move back as he warms up. Small bubbles come out of his eyes.
Well, sir, Bob, the psychiatrist put that cake of swan on his couch and asked what was troubling him. And that little cake of swan looked up at him and said, well, nothing's troubling me. I'm happy. I'm happy because I'm the newer, better white floating soap. I'm wonderful in the bath. I don't leave you with a taut, soapy feeling because I rinse away so completely and leave your skin soft and smooth.
I know. I use it on my hands, and they're getting so soft, my fingers look like five peeled bananas.
And then, Bob, the psychiatrist looked at the cake of swan and said, I think you have a split personality. And the cake of swan looked back and said, well, I'm glad I have a split personality. You can use half of me in the kitchen and half in the bath.
If you don't buy it this way, folks, he pokes it through your bathroom window on the end of a mop.
Well, Bob, I want everybody to know about Swan because it's made by a modern, patented process that no other soap can use. That's why when you use it anywhere in the household, you'll agree that Swan is better for bath, better for dishes and hands, better for baby. Swan is the best soap afloat.
Well, I swan.
Me too.
Yes, sir.
Bye, Cracky.
Shall I wrap it up? The cover girl of modern television and radio magazine, Miss Doris Day, with Les Brown and his band. Miss Day, please.
My darling, get used to the name of my darling. It's here to stay. Till a moment ago, we were Mr. and Miss. Discussing the weather, avoiding each other's eye. Till a moment ago, when we happened to kiss, and we kissed the Mr. and Miss goodbye. Now at last, I can sigh.
My darling,
I've wanted to call you my darling. For many and many days. My darling, I fluttered and fled like a starling. My courage just melted away. Now all at once kissed me. And there's not a thing I'm sane enough to say. Except my darling, get used to the name of my darling. It's here to stay.
Gee, that was great, Doris.
Oh, thanks, Hi, but I'm really surprised I was able to sing at all tonight. I'm so knocked out from Christmas shopping.
Oh, yeah, I knew you were helping Bob with his shopping. Tell me, Doris, is Bob spending very much money this Christmas?
Well, he said he was going to take it very easy because he lost a lot of money in the market.
Oh, did he have some of that amalgamated tin just before it went down?
No, he got caught with 52 airmail stamps when they dropped to 4 cents.
Well, that shopping tour, that tour must have been some experience.
Oh, you said it. I was waiting for him in front of Woolworth's. He was 10 minutes late, and I was getting very impatient.
Gee, I better get going or I'll be late, but this is so interesting. I just can't tear myself away. That girl is so beautiful, and she's looking right at me. She smiled at me, and now she's winking. Gee, she's beautiful.
Look, Bud, I don't mind you looking at the television, but keep your clammy nose off my window.
I didn't have my nose against your window.
You did, too. And look at those two spots you made with your eyeballs.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Now take your stool and your little bag of popcorn and go home.
All right, mister. Well, I'd better get going.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas, boy.
Well, thanks. And Yuletide greetings to you, Jolly St. Nick.
Who's Jolly? This California sunshine is freezing me to death. My feet are killing me, and this morning my unemployment check bounced.
Gee, are things really that bad?
Things are nauseating, boy. They're horrible. Merry Christmas, everybody. Put some money in the pot, boy.
Well, wait a second, Santa. Who does this money go to?
Well, it's for a very good cause. It's for the undernourished and downtrodden Eskimos of Upper Glendale.
Now, wait, there aren't any Eskimos in Glendale.
Can you prove it?
No.
Put some money in the pot, boy.
Well, I got to meet somebody right away or I'll be in trouble.
He's got troubles. Boy, I'm married to the most miserable, mean, and ornery woman that was ever allowed out of the snake pit.
She's really bad, huh?
Revolting. Merry Christmas, everybody. Boy, my wife is so homely, she's got a face like a plate of mashed potatoes with a lump still in it. Put something in the pot, boy.
Okay, here's some loose change.
Thanks. You know, I only get 10% of what I take in. Last week, the organization made $20, and all I got was $150.
Well, just a second. If you only get 10%, how come they got $20 and you made $150?
Oh, I don't know. Just lucky, I guess. Merry Christmas!
Oh, I'm sorry I kept you waiting, Doris, but here I am.
Oh, that's all right, Bob, but you better give me your Christmas list so that we can get started now.
I don't know which present to buy first.
Well, you should always buy the first gift for the person you love the best.
But, Doris, I've got everything.
Come on, let's go in this department store right here, huh?
Okay.
Oh, Bob, about the present you're going to buy for me.
Oh, there's a friend of mine over there. Hello, Mort.
Bob, when you buy a gift for someone, don't you agree that you should buy them something they really want?
Oh, naturally.
Good. Well, I want either a real emerald and ruby bracelet and a full-length ermine coat, trimmed with mink, or a platinum diamond wristwatch studded with diamonds.
Hello, Mort.
Okay, let's look at your list now. The first name you have is Crosby, and right next to Crosby's name, you've written $2.25. Is that what you're going to spend?
That's plenty. Last year, I wanted a motorcycle to ride around Paramount Studios with, and I hinted it to Crosby. I must have told him 50 times that I wanted a motorcycle, and then came Christmas.
What did he give you?
An oil can and a road map.
Well, look, Bob, I have a wonderful idea. You give me your money because I know much more about shopping than you do, and I can save you an awful lot.
Okay, here's my wallet.
Oh, there's something that would be nice for Bing. A set of match golf clubs.
Oh, wait a second.
Oh, Clark. Clark, how much are those golf clubs?
$190.
Hello, Mort.
Oh, gee, I think they're wonderful.
Doris, wait.
And how much is that bag that goes with them?
That's $200.
It's just what we want.
Doris, wait.
We'll take the bags and the clubs. Let's see, that's $390, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Here's $400 and keep the change.
Mort, where are you?
Well, Bob, let's get going now because we...
Wait a second, Doris. I want to ask this floor walker something. Pardon me, mister.
Yes, sir. Can I help you?
Hey, look. It's High Everback.
Yeah, get a load of him in a cutaway coat and striped trousers wearing a gardenia.
All floor walkers wear gardenias.
In their hair?
Hey, excuse me a second, Bob. Yes, madam, the big spectacle is on the fourth floor.
Hi, why do you have to take a part-time job?
Oh, excuse me, Bob. Yes, miss, the big spectacle is on the fourth floor, and don't forget to tell your friends about it.
Well, what's the big spectacle on the fourth floor?
Well, haven't you heard about it, Bob? It's the most beautiful Christmas tree in town. It's 35 feet high, has 1,000 lights, and 1,500 ornaments.
Are the ornaments pretty?
Oh, Bob, they're beautiful. Each one is a sparkling, dazzling, shining, pure white cake of swan soap.
Hello, Mort.
Yeah, Yes, Bob, and how those women flock around the tree when they see all that swan, because they know that pure, gentle swan is better for dishes, because the faster, harder-working suds rinse away so completely, the dishes never need wiping.
Well, you've got to see that tree, Bob. You'll never guess what the ornament is up on the top of it.
Oh, yes, I will.
Well, what is it?
The Lever Brothers on a stick.
Swan's richer, gentle suds protect your hands and leave them soft and smooth. Now, just imagine any woman on Christmas morning. She wanted a mink jacket, but Santa has brought her something she likes just as well. A lovely cake of swan. Now, could a woman ask for anything more in her Christmas stocking?
Well, it would be nice to find Charles Boyer in there blowing bubble.
Millions of housewives agree that for dishes, hands, or the bath, swan is the best soap afloat.
We'll be back with more of the new Swan Show right after this short break. Stay tuned.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
TP-Link has introduced the sixth generation of Wi-Fi, otherwise known as, you guessed it, Wi-Fi 6. Wi-Fi 6 is designed to improve speed, increase efficiency, and reduce congestion in any heavy bandwidth usage scenario. It's also the next generation standard of Wi-Fi technology. It builds and improves upon the current Wi-Fi standard to address the growing number of connected devices today. If you stream content or have multiple smart home devices, or maybe you just have a large number of devices in your household, then Wi-Fi 6 is what you need to deliver super fast and reliable Wi-Fi. In fact, it provides up to 4 times more capacity and ensures that your Wi-Fi meets the growing demand in your household. For more info on Wi-Fi 6 and TP-Link's Wi-Fi 6 enabled routers and mesh systems, check out tp-link.com. That's tp-link.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Ian Rock. Mayo Clinic child psychiatrist Dr. Paul Corkin says it's normal for kids to play video games, but parents should pay attention to lines being crossed into addiction.
Playing the games all night long, abandoning things that used to be a source of great enjoyment, schoolwork, friendships, sports.
Dr. Corkin says gaming addiction can often be a sign of broader mental health issues like anxiety or depression. He recommends 3 things to parents who think their child is addicted to gaming. 1, communicate as much as possible so you have a handle on what's going on in your child's mind.
It's a time to get more involved in the teenager's life and try to open up more channels of communications and really get a handle on what's going on in their life.
2, establish strict rules about screen time and stick to them. And 3, don't be afraid to get them professional help. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
All the last-minute gifts are on sale at Gap Factory and GapFactory.com. Get 60% off almost everything and shop new doorbusters, including gifts from $7, socks from $2, tees from $8, and more. Find it all at Gap Factory or GapFactory.com through December 24th. Cozy up for the holidays with 60% off everything at Banana Republic Factory, including soft sweaters, comfy pajamas, must-have gifts, and more from $9.99. Find your nearest store now, only at Banana Republic Factory.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
And now let's get back to Bob Hope and the new Swan Show on When Radio Was.
And here he is, ladies and gentlemen, the man who boiled the hot water when Al Jolson was born, Mr. Bing Crosby, right there.
A little bird told me that you love me,
that you love me,
and I believe that you do. That little bird also told me I was falling,
you were falling,
falling for no one but you. There's no use denying, I might as well confess, of all the girls I know, dear, I'm sure I love you best. A little bird told me we'll be happy.
Gonna be happy.
And we believe that it's true. Have a pretty cottage, not too far, all fenced in like a movie star. Great Dane pup, we're gonna call him Ace, lying there by the fireplace. A goldfish pond and a wishing well. Everything is gonna turn out swell.
A little bird told us you'll be happy.
And we believe that it's true. And now we know that it's true.
In June, it's time to come true.
Love that little love bird.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much, and good night, everybody. Good night. Wait a minute, boy. Where are you going?
I sang my number. I gave the show a little class. Now I'm off.
Gave the show a little class. Look, you hopped up Hildegard. You'd better stop going to that African barber. He's been shrinking your head again.
Flattery will get you nowhere, Saggy. Now, come. Where's this new show of yours everybody's been talking about?
Well, haven't you heard? I'm on for Swan this year. They make soap, you know.
Yeah? It's too bad it's not something you use.
Hey, Lumplap, you've got two chins. Would you like to try for one?
Now, let's face it, Nostril King. Before I sang my song, this show was laying a large swan egg. True or false?
Get him. Look, Philco Knob, last week...
A large set.
You're wearing the cabinet, that's it. Look, last week my hand slipped and I happened to tune in your show. Now I know why it's transcribed and you broadcast it later.
What do you mean?
Gives you time to get out of town and hide before the people hear it.
To think when I first met this boy, he had a job blowing out glove compartments at a car wash.
Steady, couch pouch.
Now, look, ratchet head, if I'm to invite...
Oh! If I... Wait, late writing, wait. Oh, there's some sneaky things going on.
If I'm going to endure this vilification, I want my money first.
Shall I explain vilification before we go on? They'll understand it around Gonzaga anyway. How about that? He's been on the show for 3 minutes and he's worried about the loot. Bing, what are you knocking yourself out for? After all, you know you can't take it with you.
I know, so I'm sending my brother Everett on ahead to open up a charge account for me. I'm ready.
Bing, there's something that's always bothered me. When you send in your income tax, how do you get that mattress in the mailbox?
Easy, bog brain. I never have any trouble with my taxes. Why, I'd give President Truman the shirt off my back.
I know. I saw pictures of him wearing it in Key West.
What's that you're wearing there? Tamale husk with a belt in the back?
Slice of you to slip your coat on for this anyway.
Think I'm too frisky?
Say, don't care for that, huh? I guess not. We'll ignore the next six lines. All right. New kind of radio. Just throw the whole thing away. Hey, look. You better stop being so frisky or I'll tell Abby Rents to stop souping up your wheelchair.
Wheelchair? Come. That's no way to talk to a man who's just reached 35.
You're 35? 35 mm-hmm. times what?
Oh, wait a minute. You're snapping your wig, my boy. If you remember at my last birthday party, I had a cake with only 35 candles on it.
Yeah, but at the bottom it said continued on the next cake. What does age matter? I saw your last picture and I thought you were great.
That's a coincidence, so did I.
Read that line again. There's a talent scout here tonight from the Wilson Ham Company.
He's got his stamp. He'll make you grade A, I'm sure.
Like the stag one, a pink one. You know, we ought to make a picture together again, Bing. I stopped over at your house last night to talk to you about it, but nobody was home.
Oh, that's a shame.
Yeah, I must have rung your bell about 5 times.
6 times.
Oh, so it was you up in the window with the hot oil, huh? Look, Vigor, old boy, you're just jealous because I made the pale face without you.
Me jealous of Bob Hope?
Mm-hmm.
I have so much more than Ho's nose. Why should I fight it?
Tell me, Bob, I get to laugh without even reading it. I love that.
How'd you feel having Jane Russell opposite you instead of me in that picture?
How would anyone feel switching to filet mignon after a diet of hog's livers?
Hold it, swivel snout, hold it.
But really, Bing, we always have so much fun making pictures together. People seem to like them. They do well at the box office. How come we haven't worked together lately?
Oh, I don't know. Just lucky, I guess.
I don't know how to break this to you, kid, but on the screen, you sort of cramp my style.
What do you mean?
Well, for my money, you don't look too good.
With your money, nobody has to look too good. Excuse me, Bing, I didn't mean to raise my voice.
That's all right.
You're sure I didn't blow your hearing aid?
No. I'm tuned into We the People. I'm on a two-party line. Besides, kid, I like to do a lot of singing in my pictures, and with you around, it's just...
Singing?
Some... Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to say anything, but when you sang your song before, you sounded like Jessica with her net dragging. Why don't you give up?
Give up? Singing is my life, Robert.
It is, huh?
Of course, I've been lucky. There's the radio and the records and the jukeboxes, but I dare say I'd have been a singer 200 years ago.
Weren't you?
I ignore that and repeat, Bob, that 200 years ago I still could have made a living with my pipes.
Are you kidding? I suppose composers like Mozart and Beethoven would have been writing songs for you.
Not wholly impossible. I can see myself asking Ludwig von Beethoven to knock out a little ditty for me.
Almost sounds as if we're going into a sketch.
Could be.
Start that racket and finish that symphony already.
Ach, der Lieber.
I've got to stop those jam sessions mit Dizzy von Gillespie.
Oh, Ludwig. Ludwig.
Ja, Mama.
I've got a message for you. Mo called.
Mo who?
Mozart.
Mama, have you been spiking the strudel again?
Ludwig, there's somebody here to see you. Herr Bingel von Crossbein.
Oh, well, send him in.
Good day. I'm Herr von Crossbein.
Who?
Herr von Crossbein.
The Crossbein, I believe, but where the hell?
Say, tell me, is that your nose or are you eating a sausage there?
What can I do for you?
Well, I'm a singer.
A broken-down schnook like you is a singer? Ach, du Liverwurst, this has given me mine Charlie's.
I'll have you know I'm Bingel von Crossbein, the famous singer. For 3 years, I played at Schlapsy Fritz's. And I've come all the way from Unter der Linde to see you. Jawohl, Ach, du Lieber und Unter Blitzen, you Schweinhund, you.
Lean back, Dummkopf, you're getting Limburger on the microphone.
Believe me, that's an improvement. Look, Beethoven, I got a deal for you. You're
what's
a
that?
Composer, I'm a singer.
All right, I let's try a song together.
Good,
good.
We do that.
You know, Crossbein, I dedicated this composition to that wonderful restaurant that used to be on Oberhauser Street.
Oh, yeah, you mean that delicatessen place where they had those king-size pig's feet?
Yeah. Heine worked behind the bar and he had a big red nose.
Mo would make the Wiener Schnitzel und the sauerkraut with the meanies in the middle.
What a wonderful place was Heine's and Mo's. They never would light out the lights cause the place would never close.
Und Schultz would play a squeeze box all of it off to leave us such a beautiful smalt.
You could blow your top in Heine's and Mo's.
we was the gay blades in those days, eh, mein Herr?
Yeah, I remember we belonged to the Wilhelmstrasse and pickled herring and necking society. Yeah.
Sometimes we got around with a pickled herring.
Yeah. Oh, you fracture me, Crossbine.
Oh, you stinker, you.
Don't care.
Has your nose always been like that, or did you have that ballpoint put on it there? Yeah. What is that?
The free lunch was gorgeous. The beer was always cold.
Und the dancing with the women. Ah, the women.
Ja, jawohl.
You could smell the place for 16 blocks.
And it wasn't any rose. Garlic cheese and Olimburg.
And pickles mixed with the herring together. And the meatballs tasted like leather.
Chopped up liver and bologna. Pickled pig's feet that were bony. And salami.
Hey, Professor.
What is it?
Now you heard me sing, how do you like my voice?
Please, not while I'm eating.
Let's go where the place is jumping. Let's all go down to Heine's and
more. I want to thank Bing Crosby for being with us tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, we're making plans for next Tuesday's show, and we'd like your advice. Would you rather have me sing Buttons and Bows, or would you rather have Jane Russell? Well, next Tuesday, I'm just kidding. That gal you'd like to see most in her Christmas stockings, my two-gun mate from the Pale Face, will be here, Jane Russell. And folks, there are only 15 more shopping days before Christmas, which is still plenty of time to remember the scientists who are looking for a cure for arthritis. If you want to help, write to Arthritis, Box 1200, General Post Office, New York, New York. Millions of people have arthritis. Millions of dollars are needed. So don't forget the address. Arthritis, Box 1200, General Post Office, New York, New York. Thanks and good night, everybody.
Bob Hope's new Swan Show from December 7th, 1948. Doris Day was the featured vocalist in Les Brown's orchestra, and she spent a couple of years on Bob's show. She also had her own radio series for a while after that. Of course, today it's all of her film and television performances she's best known for. Hey, I'm Greg Bell, and up next on Wynn Radio was Jack Benny Will Decorate a Christmas Tree. It begins right after this.
Just a moment. Don't settle back in your chair. You're going for a ride. Ready?
Are you ready to never miss a When Radio Was episode and stream the most recent shows for free? Then get our Radio Spirits app today. Download it at the App Store for your iPhone or at Google Play for your Android.
Alice is madly in love with Phil, and Phil is madly in love with Phil.
And we're madly in love, too, with free streams on the Radio Spirits app. Try one of our premium plans and get thousands more of our other radio shows, such as Sherlock Holmes, Dragnet, Gunsmoke, Our Miss Brooks, Jack Benny, Yours Truly, Johnny Dollar, and many more. You can also download your favorite classic radio shows for offline listening, bookmark programs, and resume play whenever and wherever you'd like.
I don't know if I can stand the shock. Come clean. What's the problem?
There's no problem if you want free When Radio Was daily streams. Just download the Radio Spirits app today with no risk or obligation. Get a free trial now for your iPhone at the App Store or for your Android at Google Play. Celebrate the most wonderful time of the year with MusicRewind.com, where we offer music that brings back the fondest memories and the perfect place to make new ones. We're also offering you the best gift of the season. Get I Just Love Christmas, a 3-CD collection of Christmas favorites, free with any order. Just go to MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 to receive I Just Love Christmas, a $19.98 value, absolutely free with any order. Just enter or mention promo code FREEGIFT66. That's MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 to get your free I Just Love Christmas 3-CD collection today. Remember promo code FREEGIFT66 with your order. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
Delivering all-round productivity to get you through the workday, the ASUS Expert Book P2451 is the complete business package. I'm Mark Saltzman, host of the syndicated Tech It Out radio show and podcast. For those who need a powerful and versatile business-grade device to work on at home, at the office, or on the go, the ExpertBook P2451 is a lightweight and thin laptop, yet features military-grade robustness and corporate-level security, and features the new SensePoint pointing nub located in the middle of the keyboard to let you easily control the on-screen cursor. Do great things with a Windows PC. Performance, price, and plenty to choose from. Designed for modern businesses with an eye to the future, learn more about the ASUS ExpertBook P2451 at asus.com. That's asus.com and search for ExpertBooks.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Welcome back to Win Radio Was, and now as promised, here is a Christmas offering from Jack Benny. It features the star not only trimming the Christmas tree, but also listen for the great Elliot Lewis as the delivery boy. This is from December 23rd, 1951.
The Jack Benny Program. Starring Jack Benny with Mary Livingston, Phil Harris, Rochester, Dennis Day, and yours truly, Don Wolf. Gentlemen, Christmas is just 2 days away, so let's go out to Jack Benny's home in Beverly Hills, where we find Jack in Rochester busily trimming the tree.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Santa Claus works once a year, but I work every day. Jingle bells, jingle bells.
Rochester, look at, if you're just going to stand there singing, we'll never get this tree decorated. Give me another ornament, will you, please?
Yes, sir. Here you are.
Thanks. I think I'll put this one right here. Now, that's pretty. Now, give me another one, will you, Rochester?
Yes, sir. Here you are.
Thank you. Now, I'll put this one on this branch. Just a few more and we'll be finished. Rochester, this time give me a big one.
Here you are.
Oh, boy, this is really a big one. I think I'll hang this one up near the... Oh, darn it, I broke it. And I try to handle it so gently.
Boss, next year, why don't you buy ornaments instead of having me blow them out of bubble gum?
Never mind. Now, Rochester, I better put this star on top of the tree, and then we'll all... I can't reach the top of it.
I'll run out to the garage and get the ladder.
No, that'll take too much time. The gang will be here any minute, and I want this tree finished. I know what. You bend over, and I'll stand on your back.
Okay. Like this?
Yeah. Now, hold still while I get up on your back. There. Now, hold still, Rochester. Now, I'll reach up and put the star right up on...
Coming!
Rochester! Ooh.
Oh, my goodness, boss! Boss, are you hurt?
Rochester, you knew I was standing on your back. Why did you move?
It's your own fault.
My fault?
Yeah, you worked me like a fire horse, and when I hear a bell, I gotta go.
Oh.
Coming, coming.
Fire horse.
Hello? No, I'm sorry.
Who was that?
False alarm.
Now, Rochester, I want to put this star up on the top of the tree, so will you please try... You better answer the door first.
Yes, sir. Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, as far as it
Hello, is. Rochester. Merry Christmas.
Autumn. Merry Christmas to you, too, Miss Livingston. Come on in.
Hello, Jack. Have any of the other...
Hold it, Mary. Hold it. Don't move.
What?
You're under the mistletoe. Here I come. There. How was that, Mary? Mary, where are you?
I'm over here. You kissed the bridge lamp.
What?
You always close your eyes too soon.
Well, of course I closed my eyes. I was being romantic.
Romantic?
Yeah. What are you laughing at?
When you came at me with your lips puckered up, you looked like the super chief whistling at a crossing.
You are listening to the Jack Benny Show. We'll be right back after this short break.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Dan's Optical would like to pay special tribute to our veterans, who exemplify in their duties the spirit of Christmas with the giving of their service to our country. Let us recognize the service and their sacrifices, and take the opportunity to thank all the talented and dedicated veterans for their commitment to our country by wishing them and their families a very Merry Christmas.
I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference in a disaster. When disaster strikes, you want to protect your whole family, including your pets. To help keep your family safe and help our best friends in their worst times, find tips at AmericanHumane.org.
Living room, put them under the tree. Rochester, what are you doing?
I'm putting snow on the branches.
Oh, good, good. Well, Mary, how do you like my Christmas tree?
Oh, Jack, it's beautiful. And I've never seen such unusual ornaments.
Yes, they are, aren't they?
You know, but this one should be moved a little toward... Jack, the ornament exploded, and all I did was touch it like... There goes another one.
I heard it. I heard it. You and your sharp fingernails.
Rochester, what are you doing?
I'm blowing replacements.
Jack, everybody will be here soon. Help me put my gifts around the tree.
Okay, Rochester, run upstairs and bring mine, too, will you?
Yes, sir.
Well, Mary, you certainly brought enough packages.
You're not kidding. To get them over here, I thought I'd have to get a wheelbarrow.
A wheelbarrow?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, say, that reminds me, Mary, of a wonderful story that's going around. It's so funny, I got to tell it to you. Listen to this, Mary. There was a man who was working at the place where they make the atomic bombs in Oak Ridge, Tennessee. And as you know, everything they do there is top secret, see? And one day at quitting time, this man was going through the gate pushing a wheelbarrow filled with Excelsior, see? When the guard... Excuse me.
Package for Mr. Benny.
I'll take it, boy.
Yes, sir. Sign right here.
Certainly. There.
Thank you.
Just a minute, boy. Here's a tip for you.
Thank you.
Mary, look at this beautiful package that just came. Isn't it the... Boy, you can go.
Aren't you going to open it?
What?
The package. Please. Please open it.
Why should I open it?
You gotta.
I can't stand it any longer. For 2 weeks now, without a day off, I'm delivering Christmas packages. Big ones, little ones, green ones, red ones, blue ones, white ones.
Look, boy.
I keep trying to guess what's in these packages. The big ones, the small ones, the green ones, the red ones.
The boy, take it easy.
I can't help it. At night when I get home, I can't eat. I can't sleep. I keep thinking. What's in these packages? The red ones, the green ones, the big ones. It's driving me nuts.
Look, fellow.
Please open it.
All right, I'll open it.
He's going to open it. Hurry, hurry.
Well, control yourself. I'm opening it. There, it's open. It's for my brother-in-law, Leonard Fenchel.
I don't care who it's from. What is it?
Here it is, see? It's an ashtray.
Oh, goody. It's an ashtray. Oh, no, I can sleep tonight. Jingle bell, all the way. Oh, what fun it is to know and thank you, sir. Good day.
It takes so little to make some people happy. Now, Mary, where was I?
You were telling me a story about a fellow with a wheelbarrow.
Oh, yes. As I told you, everything is top secret at the atomic plant in Oak Ridge. So when this fellow came through the gate with a wheelbarrow full of Excelsior, the security police noticed that... Oh, for heaven's sake, these interruptions. Excuse me, Mary. Oh, hello, Don. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you, Jack.
Don, how come you brought the sportsman quartet over? We're not rehearsing.
Well, they have some packages they want to put under your tree.
Oh, well, come on in, boys.
Merry Christmas, Don.
Same to you, Mary. You too, Rochester.
Merry Christmas, Mr. Wilson.
Say, Jack, I've never seen such a beautifully decorated tree.
Well, thanks, Don. Say, what's that package you have under in your pocket there?
Oh, that's a present for my wife.
Oh, what is it?
Well, it's something very unusual. She'll be crazy about it.
Well, what is it, Don? What is it?
Well, Jack, we have a family album at home, and in it are several pictures of me when I was in college, high school, grammar school. And my wife asked me so many times for a baby picture.
Oh, that's cute. Say, Don, did you have one of those baby pictures, you know, where you're nude lying on a bearskin rug?
No, so I went down this morning and had one taken.
Don, this morning you had a... Oh, well, it'll make a beautiful calendar. Anyway, Don, when you came in, I was telling Mary a story about a fellow who worked in the atomic plant at Oak Ridge, Tennessee. And each night, this fellow would go through the gate with a wheelbarrow filled
Jack,
with...
Jack, I hate to interrupt. It's such an interesting story, but the quartet has to leave.
Oh, so long, fellas. Merry Christmas. So the security police knew that the man was stealing something. So they examined the Excelsior, but they couldn't find anything, so they let him pass, see? Then the next night,
this man came through. Listen, better watch out. You better
I'm trying to tell a
listen
story.
Jack,
I mean, you don't have to sing to me
Santa
now.
Santa Claus is coming.
I want to tell a story.
He's making a list and checking it twice. Gonna find out who's naughty or nice. Santa Claus is coming to town. He sees you when you're sleeping. He knows when you're awake. He knows if you've been bad or good, so be good for goodness sake. Oh, you better watch out. You better not cry. Listen now, Jack, we're telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town on Tuesday. Listen. Santa Claus is coming.
With the Sportsman's Quartet version of Santa Claus is Coming to Town. That was the first half of the Jack Benny Christmas episode from December 23rd, 1951. We'll have the rest of that one at the beginning of our next show, including Jack finally getting to finish that story. Hey, I'm Greg Bell, and the role of the delivery boy in that episode was played by the great Elliot Lewis. As an actor, he was also Frankie over on the Phil Harris and Alice Faye program, and was a renowned radio producer and director. Heading up Broadway Is My Beat, Suspense, Pursuit, and Crime Classics. And over on television, well, Lewis's final credit was as an executive script consultant on a 1980s detective series starring Pierce Brosnan. Can you name it? I will, and then wrap up When Radio Was right after this break.
Personal notice, danger's my stock and trade. If the job's too tough for you to handle, you got a job for me, George Valentine.
From the darkest, foggiest, most rain-swept streets of your imagination come 20 episodes of Great Radio Private Eyes from Radio Spirits.
It's easy to rent yourself out and you make a few bucks, but sooner or later you get burned. And it doesn't make any difference whether you're a man or a mouse. Because down on the waterfront in San Francisco, they build the traps both ways.
Radio's best-remembered detectives take on all comers in this wide-ranging collection of thrill-packed cases of crime.
I parked a block away and started toward it on foot when the glow from a lonely cigarette said that it wasn't quite as deserted as it should have been. The cigarette belonged to a woman who was someplace under a lot of makeup.
Interesting evening.
You asking me or telling me?
Well, either it is, it has been, or it could be. Take your pick. You look like a bright boy.
From Philip Marlowe to Sam Spade, from the upscale nightlife of the Falcon to the grubby dockside world of Pat Novak, get set for classic radio drama at its most entertaining.
I want to see her, I'm going to see her.
Trick I learned a long time ago. Shoot a guy in the knee and he'll never walk straight again.
You ever done it?
Oh, yeah. That's how I learned.
Ow! That's what I learned, baby.
Great Radio Private Eyes is regularly priced at $39.98. But when Radio Woz listeners only need to pay half that. For you, it's just $19.99 plus get free standard shipping. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code PRIVATE7.
Live sharply with your senses in high gear as a confidential cop must. You notice things the average citizen never sees.
Get Great Radio Private Eyes today at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code PRIVATE7. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
State legislators in one western state were trying to pass a controversial bill and hoped to do it quickly before opponents had a chance to generate opposition. Opponents found out and asked that the bill be read on the Senate floor, a right members have in every state. So the leadership brought in five computers to simultaneously read different parts of the bill at 650 words a minute each, a speed no human can follow and comprehend. A district judge finally intervened and ordered the state Senate president to have the bill read in an intelligible fashion. Such shenanigans are common in legislatures across the country, but the principle they violate just isn't that complicated. The people have a right to know what their government is doing, and playing kindergarten games does not fill the bill.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Welcome back. Before we took a break, we were talking about a 1980s detective series starring Pierce Brosnan. It was Remington Steele. Radio legend Elliot Lewis spent time on that program as an executive script consultant. I'm your host, Greg Bell, and we are all out of time. But hey, visit us over at the website, whenradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by RadioSpirits.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.